InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
Take it. He's going to blow up everything they got. So well right, done, so, Mr. President. Well done to our military. I'm very happy tonight.
Okay, and it is wrapping up. But the president did highlight that this was really a far more imminent threat than people perhaps knew.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Oil has exploded. One of the biggest jumps in its history in one day after Trump's speech last night that signaled continual war. His budget, Bloomberg is reporting, signals that we're moving to a wartime economy, just like the EU. Israel just blew up Iran's top negotiator, killing his wife and critically wounding him. Oil surges after Trump's speech, ground invasion this weekend, plan to seize uranium. Iran vows crushing response with huge bombardments launched after his speech last night, some of the biggest yet, with Trump saying they're out of missiles, which is complete crap. They don't even have a BB gun. No, Trump was not a BSer and a liar in the past because I went over everything he said. He's one of the most accurate, quote, politicians I've ever seen. Now it is contradictions, lies, BS, craziness, insane statements. Oh, we can't help with Medicare and Medicaid or with daycare. No, we're going to cut that. We're in a war now. If you're going to do that, sure as hell don't say it ahead of the midterms. Good. I mean, you talk about blowing your feet off with a shotgun, and it's getting worse by the minute. And the vast majority, all the polls show it, conservative pollsters that are trusted and don't want to lie about Trump, Mark Mitchell and others, he is at 33 points. He was at 56 just 6-7 months ago. He's lost 80% of the independents that voted for him in polls. He's lost half of under 45 males. This is a bloodbath politically. And you've got the coterie of influencers just sycophantically, oh, no, sir, everything's great. And he's surrounded by literal Jonathan Pollard Israeli spies, and he's groveling to them on TV, and they're at the White House calling him Jesus. Trump has lost his mind. Absolutely, folks. We have to admit this to somehow have an intervention. Getting back on course, you know, I know a bunch of White House insiders, and they're privately, you know, don't you quote me, but God, no, he just starts screaming at people now, and he doesn't want to hear anything negative, and all he listens to is Mark Levin. He basically sits in Mark Levin's lap. You saw Lindsey Graham looking completely psychotic. Let's go out to break with that. I'm so happy. We've got all this war. You know, he's happy. He was just at Disney World with the Princess Wand following little girls around. Here it is. We'll be right back.
Take it. He's going to blow up everything they got. So well done, Mr. President. Well done to our military. I'm very happy tonight.
Okay, and it is wrapping up. But the president did highlight that this was really a far more imminent threat than people perhaps knew.
Oh, yes. So we've heard of the Spear of Destiny that Hitler wanted, the spear that supposedly pierced dry side, but no. Lindsay has the Wand of Destiny. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operation, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlkShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
From anybody that we ever have slow news days. I've been on air 32 years this month on the 15th of our anniversary, and I've never seen a slow news day. But the amount of things happening in this compressed, accelerated civilization in a day didn't used to happen in a year when I was first on air. It's all coming out. You name it, it's coming out. Now, the old globalist order fell apart. Started 18 years ago when China double-crossed them, but it was clear in the last 5-6 years it was done. But that into that power vacuum would come a new system. And we had a lot of discussions about, we better talk about what that is. I said 1776 worldwide, freedom, justice. Nations dealing, you know, together through sovereignty. And Trump was hitting on all cylinders the first 6 months of administration. And then he made an abrupt turn as soon as Elon left. And things have just gotten worse since then. And now, we are seeing foreign policy of 5-6 contradictions a day by Trump. Lies. Or he's out of his mind. Either way, it's a disaster. I don't know. Total cuckoo town. But what we know is the globalists behind this are advising him, and they want a worldwide financial collapse to consolidate control. That has been their main North Star mission. And what have I been saying before he got reelected? I said they're going to try a new virus, but people are aware of that, so that probably won't be it. It will be a war. It will be Iran and or both Russia. And Trump's smart enough not to go to nuclear war with Russia, despite the neocons trying to get us going there. And the psychotic Democrats willing to bomb them with heavy missiles and all the sneak attacks and Operation Spiderweb. So instead, they're going with Iran. And Iran has not fallen. Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz. It is sending shockwaves just a month into the world economy, only 32 days into this war starting. And Trump gives a speech last night with no exit ramp. After now 18 times saying the war is basically over, we won, or the war is over, or, oh, we've already had regime change, we've gotten what we want. He said that, Hegseth said it the last 48 hours. And I said, he can only do this thing saying the war is over and the Strait of Hormuz will be open soon 3 or 4 times until the markets react with disaster. Because every time it stays closed, it goes up. He says the problem's fixed. It goes down. I said, how many times do you do that? 3, 4 times? 5 times, maybe? You notice last night's speech had the opposite effect. The biggest one-day increase in oil prices ever. It was like $14 an increase so far. It's growing. It's 13 an hour ago. It's like 14 bucks up. Trump says Iran no longer a threat. U.S. will keep hitting country very hard in next phase. So you're no longer a threat, but now we're going to blow your water supplies up. Meanwhile, Vance was set to meet today, telephonically via, you know, video link, Zoom or whatever they're using, with the main Iranian negotiator. Well, the Israelis blew him and his wife up overnight. She's dead. He's in critical condition. And that's what the Iranians keep saying. Every time we try to negotiate, you kill us. And boy, is Lindsey Graham happy. And Israel said last week, we're not stopping. Just like they, 32 days ago, initiated the attack because they heard Trump wasn't going to do it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, everybody, told him, don't do it. There's no exit, less than a 10% chance you have success of a regime change. But then Trump tells everybody, oh, there's nothing left, but we're going to the main phase now, blowing up their water and electricity supply that targets the public we supposedly love so much over there. So this is wildly illegal, wildly unpopular. I've talked to top pollsters. It's not just establishment pollsters. Trump is at his all-time low, 33 points. It will devastate the midterms. It will devastate the economy. It already is. It will supercharge inflation. The Federal Reserve will raise interest rates. They're already saying they are. And this kills the whole plan, which then puts us into default. The country goes bankrupt. We already are. And the globalists get their great reset. Yeah, a new statement. Get that video. I forgot that. Trump admits he's easily seduced by bad people. What? I mean, we got clip 31. In fact, what happens when somebody is in early stage dementia? And by the way, Yahoo got it wrong. It was at the top of Yahoo and my dad got calls, everybody. I talked a few days ago about my grandfather, my mom's dad, smartest guy probably ever knew, very eccentric. All about the New World Order, globalists, everything else, you know, space travel, quantum mechanics, everything. He'd done it all, Army Air Corps, prospector, lease hound, wildcatter when he was young, businessman, all of it, astronomer. But the last year from a stroke, he was out of his mind, like a bad three-year-old. And I consider him dead then. That's not my grandfather. So I said with my grandfather, it's like Trump. He was this good man overall, and the things he did was good overall. He had a lot of courage. This is not the same man. And they headline, Alex Jones talks about his father in dementia and his father dying. My dad doesn't have dementia. He's not dead. They just can't get anything right. Just a correction there. You all heard it about my grandfather. What was that? Monday. So with early dementia, it's like a light bulb that's about to go out. Remember old incandescent ones where they would get brighter and they kind of start going in and out for a day or so, and then be gone. Sometimes, you know, they pop at the end. So Trump will blaze bright and say something really true and smart, and then he'll get dim, and then he'll kind of buzz and flash and crackle. And that's why you'll have 5-6 times a day. And, oh, we won. It's over. No, it's going to go on forever. Total destruction. I'll never let him have the straight. Yes, we're giving up the straight. I'm getting out of NATO. We're staying in NATO. And when you know people in early dementia, that is exactly what they do. And so I think we're dealing with the madness of King George III here. And unlike Biden, who was just completely out of his gourd before he even stole the election, with Trump, you know, maybe if he started working 8 hours a day, maybe if he got the right medical attention, he's got swollen ankles, the neocons attack me, you're insane, that means nothing. Folks, when you got ankles that big, you got congestive heart failure, okay? I know people that have gotten, who are totally healthy, who've got a viral infection of the heart, and the right side of their heart starts failing, they get on the right medication, get it fixed, their ankles swell up, their stomach swells up, they get them on medication, the heart heals, they go completely back to normal. I mean, I've had family that's happened to. Most of you have. You know this. Ankles from this big to this big, baby, you're in heart failure. That's what that means. And they attack me like, oh, you're just criticizing our dear leader. No, I'm not. I was the first guy years before he stole the election to say Biden had a serious cognitive decline. He already had, but he was like, he went down overnight. And I said, he had a stroke or something. So we got a big, big problem. And so he'll say something incredibly true. Then he'll say something incredibly wrong. Then he'll contradict that. Then he'll do it again. Oh, we can't help with Medicare and Medicaid. We can't increase funding for that. And that's always the big third rail situation that you know you don't touch. That's political suicide. And he comes out last night and says, we can't help with daycare, Medicare, and Medicaid. We're in a war. And his new budget is a wartime economy and changes what he was doing before about a recovery here. So Trump is off the rails, folks. I support the old Trump. And I see the neocons all over the place. They're all attacking me everywhere. Oh, Jones is doing this for clicks. He's joined the grifters to attack Trump. The Democrats don't listen to my show. The Democrats don't buy my products. I'm a populist, conservative, Christian nationalist. I'm trying to get policies done. I'm trying to save the country. I don't come up with an idea or what I'm going to say on air because it makes money. I sell good products to make money. I don't think about what will get me ratings. I think about what's true. I've been on the air since before social media. But again, those attacks are just ridiculous. You can openly see this here piece just keeps falling off. You know, the key to this is attaching it in the middle, not on the side. As of late, it keeps getting attached on the side for some reason. But I'm going to try this again here and see if I can do a show today as best I can. All right. There we go. Let's just start over now. So, no one who's paying attention can deny that Trump has become extremely erratic. Now, some people try to cover that and say, well, he's doing negotiations, he's trying to confuse people. Now, I've seen his tactics before where he'll have a low tariff, they come back and say no, he does a super high tariff, so they come back and accept what he wanted. That's a negotiation. That is not what this is. He is all over the map. It is destroying confidence in the economy. And no one in their right mind can say the feds aren't going to go in with legislation to shore up Medicare and Medicaid. That is political suicide. No one can deny that. Then bizarre statements about, well, I let really evil people influence me and I shouldn't. And of course, he's talking about the neocons in Israel, but in his very speech, he then demonized anyone questioning Charlie Kirk's murder, that there could be accomplices, and says they should have their asses sued off. Of course, it's coming out. He wasn't shot with 30-odd-6 bullet. The ATF says it isn't that bullet. Of course it's not. Anyone that knows about ballistics and shot things with high caliber rifles like a 30-odd-6 knows that's pure crap. So Trump is surrounded by sycophants, by people that just want to make money. That's one level. Then a bunch of Israeli spies who are completely out of their minds and thinking one-dimensionally about their power in Israel itself, not just Israel's power, but a group in Israel. And it is a runaway train over the edge of a cliff. And all the people at Mar-a-Lago and their tuxedos and just the delusion of being around power, when it, you know, to play dress up. That's not me. I don't want to be in D.C. I don't want to be around the power. I don't want to be in Hollywood. I don't want to be at the A-list parties. I was invited to all that. Couldn't stand it. But so many people think that's success. That's how the Democrats are with Hollywood and the media and their parties and their top cocktail parties and their delusional garbage. I want to change trends. I want to empower humanity. I want to go to the stars. I want life essential technology. I want to get us off the eugenicist death cult depopulation cult track. I want to get us off the population collapse track. I'm thinking big like Elon Musk is. And I think you're thinking big as well. I want results. I want my life to matter. I'm pro-humanity. I love humanity. By extension, I think of everyone out there as if they're an extension of me, and I'm an extension of you. I'm an individual, but in our species, we are a collective. And that is how you transcend and live forever. That's what God's looking for. So as I predicted weeks ago and again on Monday, I said, Tulsi Gabbard will be gone within 1 month. And when I saw Trump on Monday, asked about her, he goes, yeah, she's all right. Yeah, sure. I don't want to talk about her. Gone. Because she didn't lie to him about the war. She's a good person. Now, Pam Bondi Trump wants prosecutions of his enemies because he knows they're coming after him when he's out of office. At least he's still got that instinct. She is horrible, servile, controlled by Susie Wiles. So, Trump, if you don't like Pam Bondi, who they're saying he's getting ready to fire, and I think it's about to happen, I predict that'll be done within 3 weeks, a month. How do we get back to that old Trump, and how do we get him to realize it's Susie Wiles, it's her boss from the lobbying firm? So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and it is insane to the maximum level. We'll be breaking it all down today. Kyle Serafin, who's batting 1,000 on his predictions and analysis, will be joining us next hour on the Capitol police officer that some investigative journalists connected to the pipe bombing at the Blaze. Turns out she was questioned about the pipe bombing by the FBI and given a lot of her tests and failed it in royal flush. We'll also look at the assassination of Kirk and the bullet not being a 30-06, according to the ATF. We will look at Bondi and her departure and all of his intel, the latest on Epstein, and more. And we have other guests as well I'll tell you about later in the transmission. But let's go ahead and go to those clips that I just mentioned. Let's go to 30 first and then 31. Here's Trump dismissing Medicare and Medicaid. And then they talked to the White House, to Bloomberg, and they said, no, we're going on a wartime economy. Can't worry about that little stuff. So that's political suicide. And then you have Trump in a moment of truth. Oh, I let really evil people influence me. Here's the clips.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
And then he points at Mark Levin, who is his brain now, the Israeli operative, and says, you know, I've listened to evil people before, but what he's saying is, now I listen to you, which he said on Truth Social a bunch. You don't know what I'm going to do. This is my brain. This is my God. This is my master. And he looks at Mark and says, I'm easily seduced by bad people. Of course, he's really talking about him, but he means, no, I no longer listen to the evil Tucker Carlson and the evil Tulsi Gabbard and the evil Joe Kim. Here's a clip.
And the other thing, this was not part of what I wanted to do, but we've done it, I guess, through sheer force of personality. We have a regime change like nobody thought was possible. They said, what do you mean you have regime change? My friend, great show. I love this guy. He's so nice to me. Every time I watch, and I appreciate, you know, we're not supposed to be seduced that way, right? But I am. When somebody's nice to me, I love that person. Even if they're bad people, I couldn't care less. I'll fight to the end for them. So I appreciate it. But you know, I mean, I want to see no nuclear weapon, but we also won regime change. They said.
But you're not allowed to strike somebody first for regime change. That's illegal. So it's not regime change, right? What a bizarre, crazy statement. Yeah, I remember Roger Stone, when we broke that big Kennedy news, that had like 100 million views with the insider Democrat DNC head saying, yeah, you know, LBJ killed Kennedy. When we broke that, it had literally 100 million views on X alone. It was all over the news. Trump was watching a nighttime show we did, so he calls Roger up. They call me up. And it's all, it was last year, it's all, well, wow, show, look, you're so great. Well, you know, you'll come up to the White House soon, come to dinner. And then Roger went that weekend, had dinner, and I, you know, didn't go. But the point is that Trump's like a little kid. And once the man, twice the child, as William Shakespeare said, that's what's happening now. Now, here he is on the Strait of Hormuz. Israel goes and starts it. We get drug in. The Iranians have closed. They put a $2 million toll on every ship. The Navy knows they can't go in there because of all their artillery and missiles, which Trump had clipped yesterday, admitted, oh, they have all these missiles, short range, we can't bring ships in. So it's up to you. After we, under Israel's control, go and start it. What a bizarre, reckless statement and policy. And we're just supposed to sit here and watch a never-Trumper enemies all lined up and told, you will now salute these people and all the good people and all the combat veterans and all the patriots, they're out. You are betraying us, Trump. We are not betraying you. And we got to get organized and focus on the Democrats and how evil they are. And at a certain point, this is too crazy what Trump's doing and the economy and everything. We got to cover. We got to put pressure on him to not have boots on the ground. He says he's backed away from that, which probably means they're going to strike like some sources are saying this weekend. And if we cross that line, all the analysts agree, full commitment, we're screwed. And hey, I hope the Iranians fall. I'm rooting for us, even though I don't agree with these policies. I'm not happy about this. I don't want to see Trump do this and this be a 10 times worse disaster so I can be right. Here's Trump on the Strait of Hormuz, clip 7.
The countries of the world that do receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage. They must cherish it. They must grab it and cherish it. They can do it easily. We will be helpful, but they should take the lead in protecting the oil that they so desperately depend on. So to those countries that can't get fuel, many of which refuse to get involved in the decapitation of Iran, we had to do it ourselves. I have a suggestion. Number one, buy oil from the United States of America. We have plenty. We have so much. And number two, build up some delayed courage. Should have done it before. Should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it. Protect it. Use it for yourselves. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done, so it should be easy. And in any event, when this conflict is over, the Strait will open up naturally. It'll just open up naturally. They're going to want to be able to sell oil because that's all they have to try and rebuild. It will resume the flowing and the gas prices will rapidly come back down. Stock prices will rapidly go back up. They haven't come down very much, frankly. They came down a little bit, but they've had some very good days over the last couple of days.
So Israel and the United States start this. 3 weeks ago, Trump orders the Navy to go in there and escort ships. They say, sir, we can't do it because they have thousands of pieces of artillery, missiles, you know, right in there. It's a fish in a barrel. And so Trump goes, hey, all of you go in there now. You go and stop them. And then he just says, well, if we pull out, it'll just go back to normal because they want to sell it. Yeah, and put a toll on everybody. But already, we've got almost a month of it closed, and that sent all these shockwaves. And that's if his gamble works. And we had a negotiation set with our head negotiator today with J.D. Vance, and Israel blew him and his wife up. She's dead. He's fighting for his life. They always say that. He's probably dead. So there you go. Israel's already said, we're not stopping, bro. So there you go, who's in charge of America? President Benjamin Netanyahu and his vice president, Mark Levin. That's it. That is our president and vice president. We didn't vote for them, but they are the presidents. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at theoxygenstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Sarah is joining us the next hour. Then I'm going to open the phones up, take your calls, and Mike Lindell's popping in and other special guests today. Then the War Room, 3 p.m., the great Harrison Smith. Be sure and stay with us and share the word on that because that's how we reach new people. That's how we win the info war. Before I get into the rest of Trump and then the other geopolitical news and the economy news and just all the insanity, and Pam Bondi on her way out, which is good news. Trump still has some instincts that, hey, they're going to come after you, buddy. You better go after the deep state. If you want to be the deep state, it looks like you better get rid of the old one, just from a cynical perspective. But I told you, Gabbard's on the chopping block. Now that's confirmed. Really bad news there. The Capitol Hill police officer lady that now works for the CIA, probably already did. The one that investigators at the Blaze thought was a suspect. Kyle Seraphim was staked out next to her house right after J6 under orders for whatever reason. That's on record. Talk about coincidence, counterterrorism. She failed an FBI polygraph. She got questioned about being the pipe bomber and failed it. Boy, isn't that interesting? That's coming up with Kyle Serafin and a lot more second hour. But let me just give you, again, a brief update. I'm going to shoot a longer one soon, probably today or tomorrow, about the future of InfoWars. We've survived so many attacks. We've gone through so much together. And you've had the rig lawsuits, the Democrat Party, and the DOJ, and the CIA, and all of that. And now the third court of appeals in Texas signaled they're going to overturn it. And it's now been tied to the other judgment. They combined them legally, so they're in big trouble on that. The Connecticut ruling. The Supreme Court refused to hear. And so they're in this no man's land where they got a Texas receiver appointed by the Democrat judge, the literal Antifa Soros judge, Guerra Gamble, that ran the show trial, the first one for HBO. She, over a year ago, ordered a receiver in here, a year and a half ago. He committed suicide when his wife left him. Didn't know the guy, didn't know if he was good or bad, never talked to him. But he never showed up. He just killed himself. And then they appoint this new one. I've only met once. It won't even basically talk to me. But the way it's been explained to me is because it's all going to be overturned at the Supreme Court, there's massive damages if they actually close the company because they don't want it sold. They don't want money. The Democrats say, we want him off the air. But then they're asking the receiver appointed by the court to come close this, but he won't actually come grab anything. And he says he's not allowed to sell it with the plaintiffs. So he's saying basically that they're going to turn the lights off and not pay the rent, even though there's plenty of money to pay the rent and the internet. So as of yesterday, all these bills are coming due, and I'm just going to sit here on air till the lights turn off, not giving up. And God may come through with some miracle, whatever. It still stayed at the, for like 8 months at the third court of appeals. They just sit on it. You know, they said during the oral arguments, we're probably going to rule against this. This is insane. We've never seen anything like this. The lawyer on their side laughed at him and said, it doesn't matter what you do, and ran out laughing. I mean, this was in the news. Bloomberg reported on this. Bizarre. Like, I literally did a witch cackle and ran out and then down the hall cackling, heard him go down the stairs laughing. It was bizarre. People were like, what the hell was that? So it looks like none of them want to take the blame for shutting us down. So they're just sitting on it and waiting till we shut down. And there's not a lot of extra money in free speech systems. We don't have to pay the bills, pay all the stuff, do all that. But we have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns and runs, and the shopping cart and a bigger studio that's getting built. And so we'll just move on. They've got satellite uplink contracts. The stations are contacted. We'll flip over seamlessly. I mean, if they cut us off right now, they could turn the power off. I mean, who knows? But it's not really that late yet. But as we go out 2 weeks, 3 weeks a month, it's going to get turned off. We think first you'll see InfoWars turned off because they're not paying for the bills for the bandwidth. And then the landlord is like, well, we'll work with you. You've been a great tenant for 17 years, but whoa, this is, what are we supposed to do? There's all these other things. So I'm just sitting here saying, I'm not giving up. They're going to have to turn the lights out. And they've already done that, turned the internet off before, so I had to run over there for a few days. Judge overruled that. But now the federal judge has said, I wash my hands. Because it was a criminal investigation, not of him, but of the judge that had to step down, Judge Jones, also out of the Southern District of Texas, for a bunch of corruption. And the reason he was being investigated is his girlfriend ran this big law firm that he gave tens of millions of dollars of business to and rulings to, that she lived with him. She was the U.S. trustee for the DOJ's lawyer that in May of 2024 ordered private security in here to close the doors on a court order. And I get on the phone with the private security company and they go, yeah, there's no order. You know, you don't have to yell at me. I wasn't yelling, but I kind of was. He goes, listen, don't yell at me. I know. They just told us go there. Now the woman's saying, I'm with the Justice Department. Follow my order. And he's like, you don't have an order. We're not going to kick people out of a building with our guys wearing sidearms if you don't have a court order or something. That woman was under criminal investigation being deposed by the feds at the time. It came out in Bloomberg AP a year later with the judge, and we're literally sent in here, I guess, to some mission to be have the charges dropped or not be charged to do that to me. And we've done reports and listed them and showed them articles and stuff. That is just one small piece of this, okay? And don't worry, we're suing them all. And again, the federal court's sitting on the suit right now. They're all just sitting there because we caught them, folks. We caught Connecticut, Texas, the Paul Weiss, big top Democrat law firm. That's the top one. Hillary Clinton's law firm. Bill Clinton's law firm. Joe Biden's law firm. Barack Obama's the law firm has been running this. And so they are completely, the state court is, she don't say a word anymore because we got them. We deposed them. We got the documents. We got whistleblowers. They know that. And so they're just hoping that if they don't, because they're in control of the company, let us pay the bills, we'll go away. No, it's going to be a huge news story and we'll be right back on the air. If the power's turned off, it'll take me 30 minutes to get the other studio and get fired up. But if we get any notice, there will not even be, when they turn the internet off, remember last year, or late 2024 actually that time, we were not off the air. We ran, well, they kicked Harrison off, turned it off during his show. We were off about 35 minutes. So if they think this is going away, it ain't going away. That's why they have all these articles. Jones will finally be off the air. AP, Reuters, MSM, no. They want to convince you that when they take the URL InfoWars and turn the lights out here, we're gone. No, we're not. Because you're not, and I'm not, and our crew isn't. And then I no longer own it. They can no longer harass all that stuff. They can try to go into a brick wall, because I literally don't own it and don't run. I'll just be the news director. And we're going to bring in all these new hosts and all this new crew. And if you think we were powerful and effective before, bitch, you ain't seen nothing yet. If your mission is to silence me, I won't just stay on air. I will become more influential, more effective, because I got a posse of black and white and Hispanic and old and young and Asian and Christian patriots, not just in America, but around the world. And they're going to promote our new news sites. They're going to promote the shows. They're going to promote it because they know the bad guys don't want it. And this incredible crew, the real survivors, the ones that went through hell, they will be the new leaders in the expansion. So this test, putting us through this, has only made us stronger. That's why it's so important for you to stand with us. And if the lights turn off tomorrow or next week or whatever, say, okay, go to X, go to Rumble. Where is he? He should be announced on the new news site, all the stuff. And you can say, well, why don't you do it now? The way these jerks work, they're going to claim that I'm promoting this new thing or this new stuff over here or whatever. So they have, no, it'll just be completely down, new things, up. You know what it is, it's the Alex Jones Network, but all the stuff that comes with it. But the difference is I'm on the offense, major civil rights lawsuits with the proof on their ass. But that takes funds. So to do a hardcore show like this that changes the world, you have to understand, you have to go through hell to do it. That's why we're the most attacked broadcast in history. Because we know the enemy's number. We got their ass. So when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, you're not just getting incredible products that work. Obviously, I want to sell you something that works, so you get it again and again. You are funding your own future and standing on the front line in the war against the globalist. Pentagon tells you, and it's true, 90%+ of war is informational. We got the facts, they got the lies. You are involved in your own self-defense. This broadcast has produced the major revolution worldwide we see. We are recognized by the bad guys and the good guys as the epicenter, the zenith point, the genesis point, the detonator of all of this. That means you. You get the credit. So, we have a limited edition, 1776 line, launching today at thealexjonesstore.com. Of classic InfoWars designs and new InfoWars designs with, on the right-hand shoulder, 1776. The classic, all-time bestseller, navy blue, on red, now has a 1776 limited edition. Camo with black on it. Camo with black. All the hats. Dozens of new designs. Limited edition. We also have the 250th anniversary line. Amazing designs. You are the InfoWar. It lives forever. It continues on, gets bigger. We have the 2000 We have the 2026 250th anniversary of our Republic line of hats and shirts. We have the American Supply Co. line that I designed that people really like. It's all there, and it's a piece of history, and you underwrite your own future when you go there and get these limited edition shirts. And while you're at it, get our new T3, cleanest, purest, best iodine out there, even better next two, the same but a little bit stronger. And the bovine colostrum and the amazing zeolite to detoxify, it's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. By the way, we stream the show on there. So you'll be able to go to thealexjonesstore.com when we shut down, and you'll find all the new sites, all the new links, all the new information right there. And the feed is already on the site, where you can always watch us on the site and on the free app on Android and on Apple as well. At the Faraday Cage backpack that's so amazing with the trench knife and all the free goodies in it, $600 value for $249. VIP members get it below cost, $199. That's getting close to selling out. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. This is history. Thank you so much for standing with us through all of this. We can't do it without you, and I salute and thank you all. Please support all our local AM and FM stations. Spread the word about them. Support their sponsors. Become a sponsor. Pray for them. They're so special, reaching masses of people. And, of course, support our links and promote our links and follow us at Real Alex Jones on X, the backup AJ and Live on X, and the Alex Jones Show on Rumble and more. So mark it down. Put it on your refrigerator doors. The great George Strait would say, mark this down, put it on your refrigerator door, that we will continue on as long as you stand with us, and I salute you and I thank you. All right, let me stop there. So, the ultra bizarre clip of Trump looking at Mark Levin, let's play it again, 31. Saying, oh, he loves me, I love him, oh, he's so good, he says nice things about me. Even if people are bad and evil, I still like them if they say nice things about me. So bizarre. In the same speech, we can't take care of Medicaid and Medicare anymore. Now we're a wartime economy. I mean, what? And he's saying push it to the states, but he wasn't clear about it. That alone, devastating. Oh, we didn't start this. It's time for the Middle East to take care of the Strait of Hormuz. What? Of course Israel didn't drag us in. And Lindsey Graham, I'm so happy we're in full war. And the new clips I haven't gotten to, but play 30 and 31, then play 27. And then I'm going to get into them saying Trump's Jesus at the White House after that. Here's the clips.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
And the other thing, this was not part of what I wanted to do, but we've done it, I guess, through sheer force of personality. We have a regime change like nobody thought was possible. They said, what do you mean you have regime change? My friend, great show. I love this guy. He's so nice to me. Every time I watch, and I appreciate, you know, we're not supposed to be seduced that way, right? But I am. When somebody's nice to me, I love that person. Even if they're bad people, I couldn't care less. I'll fight to the end for them. So I appreciate it. But, you know, I mean, I want to see no nuclear weapon, but we also won regime change. They said,
take it. He's going to blow up everything they got. So, well done, Mr. President. Well done to our military. I'm very happy tonight.
Okay, and it is wrapping up. But the president did highlight that this was really a far more imminent threat than people perhaps knew.
So, you got Trump talking about being seduced by the dark side of Mark Levin. You got Lindsey Graham making a demonic face saying he loves war and death and smiling when he's not at Disney World following small children around with a bubble wand in his hand. I mean, this is mental illness. This is insane people on a power trip, out of control. And remember, the Democrats want nuclear war with Russia and wanted to bomb the whole country with heavy weapons. So they're even crazier. So you've got world-class nuts over there. Trump's a junior nut now. So the Democrats are all running around taking him out of context. Oh, Jones has turned against Trump. No. No, he's now entering the league of Lunaticville with you. But he's junior to you. So don't lie, okay? You're the enemy. Let's get that straight. And what Trump's doing, even if this was successful, which it's not, obviously, is incredibly unpopular and destroys his economic recovery. And again, it's not just about money. The globalists want us permanently poor for their whole agenda for social engineering, the social credit score. They want us domesticated. They want us by the huevos rancheros. So here's Paula White. And I like Trump having religious leaders. I like Trump standing up and going to National Prayer Day and going to the pro-life march and getting the, you know, the IRS off the back of churches. That was all good. But Paula White feeds into Trump's Oprah Winfrey secret stuff he's been into since Oprah even promoted that. He was into it when he was a kid. He's talked about it, this believe it and it's going to happen thing. And sure, being optimistic is great if you have the right tools, the right goal. But here she is likening him to Jesus. This was not very popular, so they pulled this video off the White House website. Here it is.
Jesus taught us so many lessons through his death, burial, and resurrection. He showed us great leadership. Great transformation requires great sacrifice. And Mr. President, no one has paid the price like you have paid the price. It almost cost you your life. You were betrayed and arrested and falsely accused. It's a familiar pattern that our Lord and Savior showed us. But it didn't end there for him, and it didn't end there for you. God always had a plan. On the third day, he rose, he defeated evil, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And because he rose, we all know that we can rise. And sir, because of his resurrection, you rose up. Because he was victorious, you were victorious. And I believe that the Lord said to tell you this. Because of his victory, you will be victorious in all you put your hand to. Amen. Because God is with you and God is using you to defeat evil, to restore families, to awaken the church, to harvest the nations, and to bring a worldwide revival. So I'm going to ask something. Would you all stand and just, if you're comfortable, stretch your hand towards our president? And even if Reverend Graham, you'd like to lay hands on him and Pastor Robert. And just come in agreement with me. For 2 Chronicles 7:14 declares, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. So today we humble ourselves and we seek you, Lord Jesus. You declared in Proverbs 14:34 that it said the righteousness exalts a nation. So we declare righteousness over America.
Well, in my view, and I'm not going to judge people's faith, and I love hearing Christ being talked about. I think this is a manipulation of American Christians. I don't know if Trump's part of that, but I just, here's Trump. First, let's do Franklin Graham talking about how Trump's fighting evil. Let's go to clip 5.
Let us pray. Father, you tell us in the book of Esther that the Persians, the Iranians, were wanting to kill every Jew, woman, child, and do it all in one day.
I thought they wanted to be liberated and were our buddies.
Esther.
No, every Iranian's bad now.
Save the Jewish people. Father, we thank you. Today, the Iranians, the wicked regime of this government wants to kill every Jew and destroy them with an atomic fire. But you have raised
Iran's up... Iran's one of the only Muslim countries that has a big Jewish population.
You've raised him up for such a time as this. And Father, we pray that you'll give him victory.
Yes.
Father, we pray for our military that you'd watch over, protect them.
Yes.
Father, we pray for the people of Iran who want freedom to be set free from these Islamic lunatics. Father, we thank
Lindsey Graham album he's been funding.
Your son, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth.
He's put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria.
He died and shed his blood on a cross for our sins, that he was buried. He took our sins to the grave.
All right.
But you raised him to
life. Comment on that. There you go. Here is Trump, clip six, a special Passover message from the Oval Office. Here you go.
To our wonderful Jewish American community and to Jews celebrating in Israel and around the world this week, I want to wish you a very happy Passover. Over 3,000 years ago, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob delivered the ancient Israelites out of slavery and brought them into the promised land. It was an amazing period of time, just like today we have an amazing period of time. The journey started with faith in God's word, and it ended with a miraculous march through the Red Sea and an astounding exodus out of Egypt. The world has never been the same. This week, we recall this ancient proof of God's faithfulness and are reminded that with true faith, eternal hope, and the power of prayer, nothing can stop the people of God. As Jewish families and loved ones gather together for Seder dinner, we ask that God will continue to watch over the Jewish people and that he may continue to preserve and protect the United States of America for generations to come. Our country is doing better than it has ever done. I am very happy to report. Happy Passover.
All right. So on the surface, you know, that's nice. I'm not against Trump doing that. But you learn the Pentagon's telling the troops that this is Armageddon and we're going to trigger it. The mullahs think that, too. And a bunch of people pushing this in Israel think that. But they all think they're bringing forward some different Messiah. Well, God tells you in the Bible, I read the passage a few days ago, anybody telling you that they know when it's going to happen or they're going to make it happen is not doing good. So I wouldn't sit here and pretend like you know what God's timetable is on this. Pretty shocking stuff. You know, they've gone from demonizing Christianity and everything to now, oh, it's Christianity, but it's this new brand that is a religious war. And that's what we see happening here. Meanwhile, we're putting the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria and Israel funded Hamas. We'll be right back with our number two. Stay with us, Kyle Servin. You don't want to miss it. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexshowstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
I'm your masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes.
Call service got huge news on the reported imminent ouster of Pam Bondi, Capitol police officer failing a polygraph on the pipe bombing, and more. It's all coming up on Gino's complete meltdown and more. But here's a special report.
Fertilizer PharmaShock is a compounding crisis that ties energy choke points directly to crop yields and medicine supplies in a chain reaction Washington refuses to acknowledge.
And just think about this. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no nothing. They're losing. They admit they're losing. They're begging to make a deal.
Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has halted roughly one-third of global seaborne fertilizer trade and nearly half the world's urea, the critical nitrogen source for crop growth.
The U.S. is a net exporter of fertilizer, but we have big fertilizer problems in the United States because, remember, even if you're exporting it, and the price has gone up. So if you're from Iowa, where I'm from, You're paying a lot more for fertilizer this planting season, assuming you didn't buy it ahead of time, which, by the way, most of the farmers didn't. They've been in a little bit of a tight squeeze. Often they buy input, seed and fertilizer, prior to a year in advance of planting. Well, this year they didn't. So they're buying it basically not forward, but buying it on the spot market.
Urea prices from the Middle East have surged from under $500 per metric ton to around $700 or higher, with overall fertilizer costs up more than 50% year over year. Spring wheat planting could hit the lowest levels since 1970.
Setting the table on farmers is they were in bad shape prior to the war financially. They were getting squeezed. So as a result, they didn't do what they often do, and that's buy their inputs forward, buy them a year in advance.
Oh, wow. So they did that. They did that even before the crisis we're facing right now.
Yes.
Russia has suspended ammonium nitrate exports. China has restricted key blends to protect domestic prices, and India faces gas shortages threatening its urea output. With 318 million people already in acute hunger, analysts warn another 45 million could slide into crisis if disruptions last beyond June. Layer on the pharmaceutical strike, Iranian missiles hit Israel's Neot Hovav industrial zone, home to Teva Pharmaceutical, the world's largest generic drug maker, and Adama Chemical Facilities. Teva supplies affordable generics for cancer, heart, respiratory, and neurological treatments relied on by hospitals worldwide, especially in third world nations. Pre-existing shortages were already severe. Prices will rise, access will tighten, and chronic patients could face rationing or expensive switches in the months ahead. Iran's closure stranded Qatar's North Field output 33% of global helium. That also left 200 cryogenic helium containers at risk of total boil-off within weeks. No helium means no chips for AI GPUs or data centers, while India's 70,000 MRI machines and semiconductor memory supplies face immediate pressure. Jet fuel has at least doubled in the U.S., with airlines warning of dry inventories, cancellations, and rerouting, while diesel tightness grips Australia and South Korea, prompting wartime economic measures.
Chanju, what is the South Korean government doing to address all of these problems?
They've launched a full-scale emergency economic response involving the offices of the president, the prime minister, and more. They're also looking to pass a war supplementary budget, and they're urging the public to conserve energy.
The just-in-time global system that was built on cheap energy, fragile choke points, and the illusion of endless efficiency has had its table flipped over. Stock what you reasonably can, demand real domestic strategic resilience over globalist fantasies and build tolerance for uncomfortable truths that are imminent. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have dominated for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, you could not have more perfect timing. Kyle Serafin on screen, the most famous accurate FBI whistleblower ever, bat 1,000, was already scheduled to come on to talk about his prediction that Bondi would be out before it was even in the news today. Now she is out, announced minutes ago. And wait for it. Talk about a punch in the stomach. I went to break and they said, sir, they just fired Bondi. And sir, get ready for this. Todd Blanche is the interim AG, and it'll be him. Democrat Party, Southern District of New York, killed the investigations of the auto pen into the CIA and FBI attacking me, everybody else. This is a completely new Trump. This is a disaster. He literally looked last night at Mark Levin and said, you know, I know you're evil and you've seduced me, but I'm with you now, even if you're a bad person. I mean, he said, screw Medicare, Medicaid. We're at war now. I mean, Trump is making every move you'd make to destroy yourself right now. Oil, you know, exploding the most in one day ever. Saying, hey, the Strait of Hormuz is your problem. We didn't start it. What do you mean? This is beyond cuckoo town. So I'm proud we got Trump in. He did a lot of good. We went through hell. But it's like they replaced his brain. You got Lindsey Graham making satanic faces on TV saying, I love war. I'm the most happy ever been. Days ago, Disney World following little girls around with a princess wand, drooling. I mean, look, did somebody slip 15 hits of acid in my coffee? Because, by the way, I got so freaked out by the news, I didn't get coffee. Somebody grabbed me coffee. I forgot to only have like half a cup today. I need one. Now that I'm not awake, it's kind of soothes me a little bit. I literally need my little baba. I need my baby blanket here. I feel like I'm going crazy. You ever been around a crazy person and that makes you feel crazy? I don't even know what to say. And then you've got the woman, the Capitol Police officer who's now in the CIA, probably was a long time ago, failing a polygraph of not being the pipe bomber. And you've got this obvious patsy they're trying to set up who we, Serafin first broke, was door dashing, and that's what, where they have him miles away, an autistic black guy. And then you've got Gabbard's out. I told you that a week ago, and I told you that Monday. Now they're saying she'll be out. Hell, maybe today. They're calling like super soldier heroes whose wife died, both of the CIA, cowards and scum, Joe Kent. And then the Democrats want total nuclear war with Russia. They're completely insane, so we're stuck between madness, whatever you want to call it. So here's a clip just happened minutes ago. Fox News, Pam Bondi out, and Todd Blanche, who's been killing all the investigations in. So earlier today I said, well, Pam Bondi out. Maybe there's a glimmer of sanity. Maybe, you know, he puts Ed Martin in. And of course, we knew that wouldn't happen. No. The real AG that is on record. And I talk to people at the DOJ and it's on record. He did it. Killing everything. Ed Martin. It was in the news. He told me about it. He gave me more detail. Had the chief of staff come into him 3 weeks into them being in office and said they had a committee running and it was illegal. I want to turn state evidence. They go to Blanche. Blanche goes, you're not going to know nothing. Smoking gun. It's like having the mob's bookkeeper come in. In the Untouchables, a true story. Nope, sorry, you can't talk to him. Everything being killed, everything being shut down. And then all these never-Trumpers, Trump points at them and says, you will salute them or you're not MAGA. Well, guess what? I was never MAGA. I supported Make America Great, but I want to make it free again, Christian again, safe again. I'm 1776, honey. I cut my teeth 30-plus years ago on air. And Trump rode in on our wave and did some good, but now he is a different creature. So brace for whatever new hells come. That's what I said. We started getting off course 8 months ago. It's getting bad. It's getting bad. It's like, meh, you know, if 12 o'clock's good and he's up here, you know, close to it, now he's, meh, the six is the worst. That lever's, that's spinning fast, folks. And the polls show it, 33%, his base exiting, Trump committing political suicide. Pam Bondi just did her hair and went to D.C. 2 days a week, did nothing, made money with the chief of staff off their consulting firm. Now they put a really bad man in. And what do you want to bet? He'll be the actual AG because the Democrats will prove him in 10 seconds. Trump's made the deal, or he's lost his mind, or a combination of both. Here's the Fox News clip. We'll go to Carl Sarah from this breaking news.
Is America Reports.
All right, let's get straight to the White House again. Peter Ducey is standing by. Peter, what are you hearing was the main frustration of President Trump's when it came to Pam Bondi? Obviously making it very clear that the relationship was still intact, but he no longer wanted her to run the place.
Sandra, I can tell you that I phoned President Trump to ask him, once these reports started coming out, that the Attorney General had been told that her time, it was nearing the end of her time at the Justice Department, and the President said he was preparing some remarks. We think that it is going to be the official announcement about the Attorney General Bondi leaving the Justice Department. She will not be leaving the administration. They are going to find a different job for her. So President Trump thinks that she did a good job. President Trump still likes her, but at the time, at this time, he feels like Todd Blanche should be elevated in an interim role. So the plan, at least as of the last couple minutes, and a lot of things are changing, is to name Todd Blanche in an interim role as the country's top law enforcement officer running the Justice Department. We are hearing a lot of different things about why this might happen. We think President Trump will elaborate on that more. But when you talk to people here at the White House, it is very important to them, just to reiterate, that there's not bad blood right now with Bondi leaving. And we know that she was in the front row at the president's remarks last night during his address to the nation. So she is somebody that he still wants to have around, but he wants Todd Blanche, who has been with the president during some of the hardest times of his political life, when he was dealing with all these many, many lawsuits during the 4 years in between his first term and his second term. Todd Blanche was right there with him, fighting on the president's defense, legal defense. And now Todd Blanche gets a crack, at least temporarily, as the Attorney General of the United States.
Peter, we were just showing the video, a reminder to our viewers, yesterday when the president appeared at the Supreme Court to hear the government's arguments in his case. He arrived with Pam Bondi.
Yeah, I wonder what they talked about in the car, because that was just more than 24 hours ago. And again, it seems
and
like
again,
she,
Todd Blanche,
she and the president still have it.
Basically won one case for Trump, was a total fraud, Jack Smith, Florida. The judge did that, not Todd Blanche. So Todd Blanche is an absolute menace. And so careful what you ask for. Bondi out, Todd Blanche in. And I remember General Flynn months ago, and he confirmed it, and I confirmed other sources, that they have opposition research with the DOJ. He got this from the DOJ, and then his family got contacted, going around trying to dig up dirt on his family and him, and he learned, myself and others, including, because I get from the other sources, Kyle Serafin. So this is the little treat we get now, is basically the fourth administration of Barack Obama. So that's a long intro, Kyle. We got for the rest of the hour. We'll obviously get the huge pipe bomb news. and all the rest of it. But my goodness, Kyle Serafin, former counterterrorism FBI agent before that, Air Force EMT, you name it, fellow Texan down here. You live outside Austin, coming to us from your studio. This is just Twilight Zone getting more intense by the minute. And now Trump is basically gone from 90% doing good to 90% bad. I can't imagine. Well, let's just respond to it however you want. Kyle Serafin, KyleSerafinShow.com.
Hey, Alex. I'm exhausted today. This has been a wild last 48 hours or so. This week, for some reason, my wife and I were inspired to watch the movie Boondock Saints, which is a pre-9/11 concoction, something I remember watching when I was in college. And anyway, I sat and watched it. There's a scene in there towards the end of the movie as the Boondock Saints are getting more and more amped up. And their buddy Rocco goes in and he shoots some people and he comes back to the apartment and he like loses his mind and he shoots their cat and starts screaming at everybody and grabbing all of his stuff and shuffling in a duffel bag and he's grabbing like pots and pans and an iron and, you know, a bottle and things that don't make any sense. And the Boondock Saints guys are like, yeah, I love it. It's getting crazy. Like we're there right now. We're at the crazy time when everything feels really, really nuts. I heard the same as you that Pam Bondi might be out today. Now it's been confirmed from the same people that told me that. They told me that Tulsi was going to be out. So maybe she's out next. I think we're moving into like the chaos realm. I don't know why, but it seems like Donald Trump, he starts off with momentum and then just gets completely freaking derailed by his own inability to just pick the right human beings and let him do the job. He picks these half-assed creatures that almost get there. They say some of the right things, but we all kind of recognize it early on and he doesn't want to make the change. And I was told really early on in this administration that there would be no scalps, which means they weren't going to eliminate anybody from the administration. They were only going to give people new jobs. Just remember, well, it was like a week and a half ago that we lost Kristi Noem, who was the Secretary of Homeland Security. I mean, there's been some massive wild upheaval that has happened in Trump's administration and he's like 1 year and change in and it doesn't look like all the polls are looking bad for the midterms. The numbers are looking terrible. People are not identifying with the Republican Party. There's an 11% grabbable vote and I think people are just going to tune out. So
and now
anyway,
I'm
tuned
in
for chaos.
Economy and we can't take care of Medicare and Medicaid. That's political suicide to even say that. He's saying, I like evil people. I like Mark Levin. You've seduced me. He's out of his mind.
I see a lot of it though. I mean, I watch guys that are out there that were in the administration that have come out and their job is to run cover for it. So I spend a lot of time like hearing people point Dan Bongino stuff. I've been watching this Twitter fight between Tom Massey, who's probably my favorite member of Congress. I've donated to two people in history in politics. Now I don't do political donations. I don't care to. I gave $50 to Gary Johnson, but when I was at the FBI Academy or just before I got there, cause I thought he was better. And he was more interesting to me than Donald Trump.
Yeah, the
or
Libertarian
Hillary Clinton.
Candidate. Yeah.
Yeah, and here's the thing, like he was a friend of like a buddy of mine's dad from New Mexico. So I had like this weird little like thing and I go,
sure,
okay,
but listen, we're
going
to do this. I want you to get into it, but the big thing is this right now, but I know this ties in. Bongino's completely melting down, completely out of his mind. Remember I told you he called up screaming at me that time saying, I know you're leaking that I'm your source when he wasn't. He was yelling and cussing and hyperventilating. It was a little bit of this phone call that got released from basically the same year. And this is what this guy is
2016
like. I mean,
meltdown.
Remember Mel Gibson had one meltdown like this. It was a big deal. No, he does it all the time. Where he's like, and you've literally done nothing to him. And he's like threatening to kick your ass. And I'm like, okay, well, dude, come on down then. At a certain point, I mean, you know. It's just
so,
like,
Alex, you've been in the public sphere for a really long time. You've been a target of a lot of people. There are media hit jobs. They'll call you up. They want to comment. They're trying to bait you into some, like, angered response. Because if you could get Alex Jones, you know, basically crashing out on a phone call, you dominate the headlines for a little while. Alex Jones meltdown,
see,
all this kind of thing, right?
Thing
they would
no
love
one
that.
Can
you
ever get
do
me
it.
Mad. It's when I'm already pissed off about other stuff. I always get mad when it's a whole, something else. You understand? Like, you can never get me mad when you want to. It's when I get mad. It's like little things build up, and then I do crash out.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You crash out on your own show in your own way when it's a thing that people understand. It's also somewhat entertaining for whatever it's worth. Like, your audience loves it, so that's not wrong. But Dan Bongino crashing out in public where some guy calls up and says a bunch of baiting things to him. This is the 2016 phone call you're talking about from now a guy at Politico. And he's swearing. It's like, you can call me. Listen, you know when a reporter calls you to do like a hit piece on you. If you're a fool if you don't know what that looks like. I just had John Solomon from Just the News, who was like an official mouthpiece for this regime. His people called me and tried to do a hit piece on me and they wanted to get me to say something, you know, that was incriminating. I dominated them and I dismantled the reporter in such a way. And it's like, it's comical to me because I know the real truth to the point where I put it out on social media I share the whole phone call. I play it on my podcast for people that want to hear
it. Like, obviously,
you
Solomon
can't
track is an insider.
That. I can't believe you can trap Dan Bongino.
You on? What was the subject?
The subject was, we heard, Kyle Serafin, that while you were an FBI agent, you shot at a guy while you were on duty. Which is bullshit. It's a crazy thing. It's like, you lay out the story and you go, why do you believe that? And so I just dismantled this discussion.
I thought of you 2 days ago. The London Guardian ran an article that I almost shot my crew once. None of it's true.
Sure. But no, it doesn't have to be true. It just sounds salacious.
Do they have like a manual of the stuff they make up? Because it's the same thing.
You just go to the book. It sounds like that would be discrediting. Like, imagine if me, a guy who's used a firearm for a living, is, you know, not safe with a firearm, then we can discredit him. And it's like, well, you know how I know that I didn't shoot somebody or shoot at somebody while I was an FBI agent? Because I'm not wearing handcuffs and I'm not sitting in a prison cell right now. Are you out of your mind? So I had this fun conversation with the guy. I taped it. At the end, I said, I know you're doing a hit piece on behalf of Kash Patel. I know that you're out there trying to do something because your editor, Dan, you know, John Solomon, is trying to get back at me because I'm embarrassing the people that run the FBI. And he goes, yeah, you know, he's like sort of, you just make them roll over because they're dumb. To have Dan Bongino lose his mind over someone doing basically a real simple hit piece, and all you got to do is say, look,
oh, listen,
you're
one
wrong,
time with the Daily
the
Mail,
facts.
But listen, let's do this later, because I don't have a guest next hour. Let's, because it's not that it's not important, because it's
I'm
how
watching,
the
I'm watching our feed get cut right now in real life, too. Like, are you seeing that?
Yep. Do what?
Are you watching the feed start clicking out here? Because I'm seeing that happen on my end, which is fun.
Are you about an X feed or a Rumble feed or what?
No, I'm watching our feed right here. Like, my camera's glitching on you, and there's no glitches.
Yes, I've been seeing your Zoom connection cut out, but let me just say this. Let's triage all the dirty tricks against us, because it's not just about us, but it's a learning thing for people to know what it's like, because you also have Kash Patel getting hacked, his lawsuit against you, all that. Well, let's do the Bongino and all that after we do the big 35,000-foot deal. Let's do it. Because I want to separate those things out. But absolutely, this is how they work. This is how they operate, and the public's figuring out, like, when someone's targeted, that's who you listen to. But also, people have memories, Kyle. I'm not kissing your ass. The guest I have on the most, and most of the time you're too busy to even come on, which, you know, you need to get better at that, is people that are right. And right up there at the top of people that are almost always right is you. So people go at your track record and need to understand that this guy knows what he's talking about. And so we want to hear from you what you think's coming next. We don't want to just cover what's happening now. We want to hear from you and use that big brain to tell us what's coming next. Because I want to surround myself with people like you, because that's what I'm all about, is tomorrow's news today. That is my currency. That is the ocean in which I swim. That is my God, because God is truth. I want to be close to truth. So let's talk about that. But just shifting back, bigger picture, Iran war, Trump giving mixed messages. I'm going to turn the strait over. I'll never let him have the strait. The war is over 18 times now. Now it's not. Markets crashing, oil exploding, all this craziness. Just in general, what do you think happens with Trump now? And what do you think he got rid of Bondi? I know he was mad at her for not getting prosecutions. Doesn't he know that it was Blanche running everything that killed it all? I mean, or is he that disconnected? Kyle Serafin.
I don't think Trump has ever known what the DOJ does or how the FBI works and what those two animals are and how they interact, because I just watched his last administration and he was a mess there. He swapped out AGs. He had to get a new, he got a new FBI director. It went from Comey to Ray. Ray was not an improvement. Ray was the guy who actually approved going after him in the first place. Here's the
and
real
when
crazy
you go
thing.
From Sessions to Barr, that's like going from an incompetent to Satan.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. It's like you took a guy who wasn't getting it done and you decided, let's go get the deep state guy that's been in the, that's already done this job before and was a problem then. So, let me suggest
could it be that Bondi punched out? She's already got her lobbying money. Maybe she quit like Joe Kent.
Maybe so. I'm actually kind of shocked that Tulsi Gabbard didn't actually resign, because same thing, like, her principles were against war and I don't think she wanted to be part of that. She went out and campaigned on no war. So if she has a political aspiration in the future, I wouldn't be shocked if she submitted a resignation. I could also see the Trump administration trying to fire her before that happens, because you don't want someone to do another Joe Kent. That was already a problem for them. I just don't think Trump knows who these people are here. Look, my buddy said this the other day. It may be the most important thing for people to understand. Tulsi Gabbard was actually being effective, and I am the most skeptical of watching Tulsi Gabbard walk into that government, because I've seen what she was before, and she ran for president as a Democrat, and she held ideas that did not jibe with anything I'm about. But she did what she said she was going to do. She said she was going to go in there and try to clean house. As far as I can tell,
and she
the numbers we're hearing
the goods.
Is that about
she has integrity.
About 40% of the people that were working to ODNI, and I would say 80% of the people in ODNI or the intelligence agencies are working against the Trump agenda that we all voted for, the domestic agenda, the de-weaponization of government. She's gotten rid of a bunch of people there. She's gotten rid of probably 30 to 40 times more people than Kash Patel or Pam Bondi or anybody else in the DOJ side. So she was doing the thing that people thought we were getting when we got Donald Trump into office. So you can imagine that she's public enemy number one.
And the Jill proof Kent of the deep state's the war against Trump in America, she has, other than RFK Jr., her and Kennedy have delivered more than anybody.
I would agree with that. And so, yeah, you're a threat to the problem. You're a threat to the status quo, or Mike Benz calls it the blob. You don't need a name for it. It's just the thing, permanent Washington, deep state, administrative state. They're all the same thing.
I call it the so thing. I've always called it the thing.
It is a thing. It's a thing with all the tools and you know, it turns on people and what it does, it takes, there's two ways that it happens.
It's some people get compromised. I use the thing movie as the example.
Yeah, sure. Some people want to be compromised. They want to be part of the power, so they're willing to suckle up to evil, and they got no problem. Other people are just so dumb that their pride, their hubris, like placating their ego. I think this is the Bongino scenario, where you just tell them things and let them think they're in charge, and they get that, you know, call them sir and give them a protective detail, and that's enough. And we're in a scenario where unserious people have been doing really serious jobs. The serious people that were doing it have been demonized. So here's the 30,000 foot view from what I've been seeing over the last, like, let's say 48 hours, because it's been insane on just one little microcosm case. You want to talk about war. You want to talk about Epstein files. I think all those things are interesting. Let's look at the microcosm of the J6 pipe bomber, which, by the way, was one of the top three priority cases that Patel and Bongino said they were going to handle when they got into the FBI. And rightly so. It was the real claim of mass violence. It was the thing that was cited that caused a lot of the J6ers to have way outsized sentences, because it was like this like horrible thing that could have happened. I was briefed 7 days after January 6, 2021, that the pipe bombs were inert. Okay, Alex, I personally had an FBI agent from the JTTF come out to Falls Church, Virginia at a volunteer fire department. We stood in a parking spot and we asked about it. And the reason why I asked the question and wanted to know, because if we do a surveillance posture on someone and they're dropping real bombs, we need to stand off much further. And they said the bombs looked very bomb-like. They were not real. That's been reported in the Daily Wire going back to 23.
But let's give them the big part up front. Give them the big part up front. The woman part, that here, investigative look, journalist said could be a suspect who threatened to sue everybody, the Capitol Police lady, that's now CIA, she failed a FBI polygraph.
It's even deeper than that, because in the last 20 hours or so, the filings that have come in from the government, we'll go through them like maybe in the next half hour. We can run next through segment, them kind of sequentially. Yeah. Here's the biggest wild piece, Alex, to have people tune in for this. I think that the government actually issued kind of a covert threat against this woman. And I think that not only did she failed a polygraph saying whether or not she dropped the pipe bombs, the government made a filing saying that there are anonymous threats on her life, which would be a really great cover story to tie up some loose ends. I think Shawnee Kirkoff, who was identified by The Blaze November 8th, who was quote-unquote cleared by the FBI because of a video.
Is it danger of a deep state hit like Seth Rich?
100%. I think that is a serious, legitimate concern.
Exactly. When I first saw this break yesterday when I was going off air, I said, oh, they're going to kill her.
Exactly correct. That's the concern. So we need to make sure that people understand that this cannot happen. We need to make sure that we pre-bunk the idea they think they can get away with doing something like that. And I rarely will come out and say something, because this is kind of a wild statement. But I know that our government has already killed about this story, and I hope that story comes out very soon. But I know the name of the person that was killed over it, and it's not acceptable, and it scares the shit out of people. And I think we're actually looking at an interview that was supposed to take place with my friend Steve Baker. And I think someone called and compromised that. It was a major outlet just spiked a 2-hour interview with him because they're scared shitless. This is an absolutely terrifying time on all of this. Not to bury the lead on it like we end up doing.
You're right. This brings down the whole J6 deep state conspiracy run by Bill Barr and others and Nancy Pelosi. Kyle, let's break it all down straight ahead. We'll be right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force Xenos, Methylene Blue Tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this is not radio/TV for lightweights, folks. Serafin is extremely smart. His brain moves very quickly. I can barely keep track of it. And so it's my job to try to dial him in, but then I'm also moves just almost as fast. So it's kind of creates an atomic reaction to stick us together here like uranium and plutonium. But I want to get into Lee Zeldin, who overall I think has a pretty good pass, pretty good instincts for saying maybe he's a replacement. It doesn't look good. I don't see Todd Blanche being brought in and leaving. We'll look at that. Sarvin's going to ride shotgun with us into the next hour. I've cleared the decks of even another guest so we can do this because it is important as a microcosm of how this operates to look at Bongino and play this audio of him, which I told Serafin over a year ago, did the phone call with me, similar to this, but not hyperventilating, cussing at me, threatening me. And I'm just like, dude, come on, man, you're not 8 years old.
you know, we're not in fifth grade here, which just goes to the psychology of the people that were in there and how it ties into everything else and where this is going. But let's get back to this Capitol police officer who the researchers and folks looked at, who you staked out next to her house in the terror investigation, at the house next door to her with this other Capitol police officer. You didn't know why you were there. You were there. I mean, the weirdness of that. And notice they never challenged that was the case. You did that in counterterrorism. And then them upping up everything on J6 because of the pipe bombs that we always heard were inert. Now we've confirmed the poor black autistic guy that was a food delivery guy, your DoorDash delivery person. You were the first to break that it was miles away in their track on his food delivery. That's now come out. So the boldness, the recklessness of not just covering this up, we're not saying it's her, but certainly not the black man, Mr. Cole, it's so reckless. And so now you're saying, and you're a guy that has, I never seen one of your predictions not come true. Okay. You don't make a ton of them, but your analysis of what's about to come out has always been on. You're saying you think she's in danger. And the first thing I thought when I saw this yesterday is if they can't contain this, it'll bring down the whole J6, Bill Barr, Pelosi, it's already been exposed operation, and the feds being fake arrested and being handcuffed and high-fived and all that, and the FBI director lying about no feds there, and it was, you know, hundreds of them, obviously. We've already seen it in an Antifa's auxiliary, putting MAGA gear on over it. This brings it all down. So this isn't a side issue. This is a central issue. And now we learn the FBI, and go through all this, because I've studied polygraphs, which is so interesting, but not like you and the experts you've talked to in the Defense Department and FBI. But I know that's true. It's how you act before, during, and after. All of it, these are very accurate when it's a good person doing it, it's in their background research. And it's how she was so well-trained for the deception is why she didn't just fail on the graph. She failed in the real test. And so this is so huge. And again, CIA after? Yeah, right, folks. They got agents in place all over. And with her old background and the rest of it. So I agree with you that she is in Seth Rich territory. And It's important to talk about that so they don't kill her, because they've done everything they can to intimidate people, threaten lawsuits, all sorts of other weird deaths, like you said. So start over slowly, like we're 5 years old and not a counterterrorism FBI agent, former agent like you, and explain what the angles of this and what happened.
On January 5th of 2021, a person wearing a hoodie spent about 40 minutes on camera, on and off, starting at about 7:30, going to about 8:30 in that range, and delivered two devices that looked very much like bombs, but I was briefed, were not bombs in the Capitol area. One was at roughly the RNC. The other was at roughly the DNC. Those are the RNC and the DNC bombs. They were recovered by Capitol Police officers. One was after a tip from a woman who worked for a cell phone company called FirstNet. I'm not sure that that's all that relevant, but that was the story. They set up a minimum safe and a cordon, and then they went looking for others. They found the other bomb in about 11 and a half minutes, a little bit less than that, and then never looked for another bomb again, which has raised questions by me
and
people around.
And on the footage, like bloodhounds, they go right to where it's at.
They went directly to it. This was all uncovered because of internet researchers that are available, and also from the people that were previously at the Blaze, but I believe have probably been fired. I don't have like 100% confirmation on it, but they've removed Blaze from their bios. Steve Baker and Joe Hanneman followed this story all the way to the end. That was in January of 2021. The second week of January 21, or just the week after that, on the 13th, I believe, in the 14th of January 2021, as part of a surveillance team with the FBI, as an FBI agent working for the Washington field office, was stationed to watch a home. And we were trying to pattern the life of a person of interest, I think afterwards known as person of interest 3, who ends up probably not having anything to do with anything, but lived directly next door to a person that was discovered by the Blaze, matched a forensic gait analysis and a bunch of other sort of interesting circumstantial indications that a Capitol Police officer lived directly next door to where I was.
Go back a minute. Mm-hmm. I know you don't know, and you've said, but you're a smart guy. What are the chances out of D.C. that you're put in a pipe bomb J6 investigation looking at another Capitol cop next door to her? What are the chances of that, and what do you think that was about? Or do they have a geolocation? from, but they could check the name on it. Why would it
there be? There were a lot of reasons. Yeah, Alex, there's a lot of reasons why we were there. And that case has been litigated very, very aggressively. In fact, the guys at the Blaze ran this thing down. We're still not 100% sure what it is. But the odds of me showing up and looking at a door as an FBI agent, and then the person being alleged to have matched forensically to the actual subject being next door, it's just two random houses being right next to each other in Washington, D.C. is one in roughly 6 trillion. So it's an astronomically low percentage chance that we randomly ended up in the wrong place.
So do you think FBI was using Palantir or something and it just kind of misidentified?
I don't think so. So there were three persons of interest. Person of interest one was the person wearing the hoodie. That's the person that's on the screen with me right now. Person of interest two was a person that did some really illogical things, took some pictures in a alleyway, and then also took another picture that was roughly in the same vicinity of the different bomb. So that was really strange. And then person of interest three was the owner of the home directly next door to Shawnee Kirkhoff, who was the Capitol Police officer that was implicated by the blaze, and then also has been outed in this filing that just came out yesterday.
So again, what are the chances you have another Capitol Police officer right next to a suspect?
Well, you're close, but you're not quite on. So the person that we looked at was actually a guy that worked for a different government agency, and I don't think he was involved in anything. He had a house guest that he hadn't seen in something like 30 or 50 years come in and stay with him. That guy had some very interesting connections to some overseas ministries and maybe some CIA. shady, that's kind of the implication from what I've heard. We don't have a hard link to it, but it's possible.
And now she's CIA.
Yeah, exactly. And then the person next door was Shawnee Kirkhoff and a guy named Dan Dickert, and Dan Dickert was a Capitol Police officer as well, her boyfriend. So you had two Capitol Police officers living in the door directly next to, about 5 feet away from the door that I was watching, and we were watching people. We don't know what the connection is still. It's actually still not been explained, but it's really, really bizarre. And like I said, it's six trillion to one that you would end up two random doors next to each other of interest.
Well, what about
to the
this?
Same
you
case.
Got the floor on this, but just so I understand this, to the FBI's credit, they go interrogate her, do a polygraph. She fails it. You'll get into that.
Oh, it's really bad, actually.
So let's do it. Go ahead.
All right. So the case is cold. The FBI runs down all the forensics they can do. They go and they dump all kinds of cash register receipts. They're doing, they're looking through thousands and thousands of purchase history for very specific types of devices that were found on the pipe bomb, allegedly, which they claim was a viable device, but that's not a thing that we do. They either say it functioned or would have functioned as designed, or it was inert. They didn't give either of those. They claim viability. That's not a thing that we usually do in the bomb world. So all that's kind of really bizarre. Basically, the case is cold. They ran down a bunch of subjects. They found somebody they tried to do some gait analysis on because the pipe bomber on the video with the hoodie has a very specific right leg limp. And they tried to find a guy who had a right leg limp.
It was like 98% accurate tracking how people walk like a fingerprint.
That's what Baker's analysis found. That's what the Blaze originally published that they've since retracted. But they actually, the FBI, and there's a story from the Washington Post acknowledging that early on in the first few months of 2021, they actually ran down a guy who had a specific limp. They saw him at a gym. He had the right kind of shoes. So they were trying to figure out if he was it. He was ruled out. They kept ruling out subject after subject after subject.
But I'm here's not where it gets AI. Really, that looks like a woman's hips and a woman.
Everyone says so. Yeah. And by the way, there's way more damning footage of that, and maybe that will come out very soon. There's a lot of footage, and it's very, very indicative of what we think is going on here. So broadly speaking, years of cold case, years of no answer. FBI takes it from 25,000 to 50,000 to 100,000 to 250,000 to $500,000 rewards. All of that indicates that you can't claim this was a training event that the government already knew about, because now you've got the FBI actively, theoretically moving an investigation. If they wanted to claim it was a training event, the time to do that was many, many years ago. I think that they wanted to do that, though. I think that me and my friends actually debunked this story. We had Joe Hanneman, who was formerly with the Blaze, said those things as much. We said, you can't explain it away as
a
training
exercise.
And again,
is that a black guy or a woman? Back that up. Everybody, is that a woman?
Well, here's the other thing that's on top of that, Alex.
Yeah, go ahead.
There were two people that actually walked by the pipe bomber on that night and claimed that it was a white male or a white person that was behind that mask. And so we're seeing a night vision footage. So this is color, not color corrected. It's actually done in like infrared. But
look at the soldier. Look at the shoulders and hips. It's a woman.
The funniest thing about all of that stuff is that this is it's deliberately degraded video to 1 frame per second, which is why it's so choppy and jumpy. The FBI changed the aspect ratio and they changed the frame rate to make it crap video so that nobody could analyze it, which leads me to believe the FBI is part of the cover up, even though I don't think they did the planning of this. And I'll give you a unified theory of it in a minute. But long and short, we go for about 5 years with no stories. Steve Baker, doing a bunch of work on use of force on January 6th. He was a January 6th reporter for The Blaze. He was a J6er himself. He was arrested by the FBI. And he pointed out on November the 4th that Shawnee Kirkhoff was a Capitol Police officer on January 6th who was firing pepper balls in a way that he thought was probably incompatible with less than lethal force and was actually lethal force firing at heads and above the shoulders, which is not allowed. It's an illegal use of that technology if you're not actually justified to use it in a lethal way. So that's where this kind of starts. But before that, sometime in September and October, he had brought his findings that he believed that Shawnee Kirkhoff, who, you know, is 5'7" and was a Capitol Police officer and was in the proximity and fit all the dimensions of, let's say, I don't know, Dan Bongino's parameters for someone who would have placed the pipe bombs before Dan became an FBI guy. We had this story that he brought to DHS and ODNI, as I understand it, and they started looking into it. There was a freak out that happened in the intelligence community, and somebody at ODNI, Tulsi Gabbard's organization, leaked it over to John Rathkit's organization at the CIA, and the CIA panicked because she currently worked at the CIA at that time. This is when everything kind of spins out of control. November 4th, The Blaze releases a story talking about less than lethal force. This is Baker and Hanneman saying Shawnee Kirkhoff shot people in the face with a pepper ball gun, essentially. I'm paraphrasing. On November the 6th, per court filings, you guys can go and pull that up. It's document number 58, and that was filed yesterday. We find out that on November the 6th, the FBI did an interview with her, a subject interview, an investigative interview, and they also did a polygraph, which is not always common. In fact, I don't think I've ever done a polygraph of a subject. But when you're in the intelligence community and you hold a top secret clearance, people get polygraphed occasionally when you might be a security risk. She failed the polygraph, which is also known as deception indicated is the way that they actually phrase it. It's not a fail per se. Deception is indicated, and there were two very relevant questions that they cite in this court filing. We're taking the attorney's word. I don't think they would get disbarred by filing things that were untrue from the discovery. Question number one was, quote, I'm actually going to go to it here, so yet on the screen, but I'll go to it myself.
Yeah, punch it up. Take again. Control of the feed if you want. Just put it on the screen.
Well, let me just... Yeah, you've got it on there. I'm just going to read it on my side. You guys had it actually on your desk, or you had it on the screen perfectly. This is in, it's page number one of the filing. It's at the bottom there, November 6th. She's interviewed. Two relevant questions. Number one, did you place those pipe bombs? Direct quote. And then the second one, number two, did you place those pipe bombs that evening? She failed the polygraph. That's a conventional way of saying something, which is that she indicated deception. The polygraph examiner also noted, this is relevant, quote, a very controlled reaction to the news of her failing the polygraph and seemingly rehearsed responses to the examiner's question. Now, the context for that is as follows. Alex, when you take a polygraph examination in the federal space and you want to get a security clearance, you don't really learn this when you're working on it, but I found out after the fact, having talked to polygraphers, the polygraph starts the minute you walk in the door, and that the machine and the blood pressure and the measurement of respirations and the little things that measure how much you're perspiring on your fingers and the little sensors under your butt cheeks and the things they put under your toes, all that stuff, those are props. They're the machine. They give you a physiological response, but they're not the actual polygraph. The polygraph is done by the examiner. They ask you questions before, after, and during
exactly.
The time that you're on the machine.
The human is the real examiner.
That's the examiner, correct. And so their it's relevant like understanding of what
Runner,
you're doing.
The machine doesn't matter. It's what they're watching. And yeah. Like you said, she did a very professional, they said, well-trained, prepared, which CIA...
Now look, she might have just done it on instinct. When I was there, they actually did the same thing to me. So I went through my polygraph with the FBI. It's called a full scope poly. That means that they're going to do a lifestyle poly, which is like, how did you live? Did you ever cheat academically? And then a CI poly, which includes things like marital infidelity and your money and other things like that and, you know, foreign contacts. So I had a full scope poly when I went through the FBI. They asked me a couple questions about lifestyle. And at the end, they finish it. They take the meter off you. They pulled my little, you know, chest strap off. And the guy goes, look, you did pretty okay on it. You just had some basic deception indicated or maybe some inconclusives talking about academic dishonesty. So you probably just cheated on a Latin test when you were in high school or something. That's what the guy actually said to me. I still remember it. That was in 2015. And I looked him dead in the eye and I go, you know, I never cheated on any tests. In fact, I was such a shit student at some point in time when I was in college. I got a 0.75 GPA because I would never cheat off anybody. I'm so arrogant, I'd actually rather write my own answers even if I didn't go to class. No, I never cheated on anything. So that's the right answer. I did not go back on any statement I made. And so they look at it and they go, okay, well, you know, whatever the answer was that they were looking for, they're gauging me. Am I going to say something that's contradictory to my previous answers? So what they do is they give you a list of questions. They ask you, have you ever committed a crime that you got away with? Yes. Okay. What crimes were they? I sped excessively. I broke into a building when I was a kid. I did this. And these are all my answers, right? So they were all on file. And then they go, did you ever commit a crime that you didn't list on this thing? And I go, no. And they go, great. So then they go and they put you on the machine, they ask you the questions, and then they do some follow-up where they might try to jam you up on something. She continued to do the right thing and answered in a controlled manner. That could mean that she was coached. It could mean that it was true, but she had a physiological response to a question that doesn't make any sense to have a physiological response to, and that is, did you place those pipe bombs? Alex, I don't know how many times you've driven a Ferrari, but I've never driven a Ferrari. I've also never driven or stolen an F-16. If you came to me and we found out that there was a missing F-16 out there in the world, like the meme song that's all over Instagram.
I have no anxiety saying I didn't steal it.
Exactly. They'd go, Seraphim, did you steal that F-16? And it's like, no. Because I've never even touched an F-16.
Well, if I was the interview for a job, I'd say, you already know all this stuff. If you want me for the mission, if I accept the mission, I'll do it. Let's just end the interview now because I'm not going to answer your questions. So
yeah, and they're not going to hire you because you said that. So anyway, it's a yes or no thing, and it's real simple. Did you place those pipe bombs? No, and you have a reaction. Did you place those pipe bombs this evening? No, and you have a physiological reaction. It means something. Now, it doesn't mean that you're guilty. It means you had a reaction to it. I don't know why. Maybe your boyfriend did. Maybe your family member did. Maybe someone told you about it and they were guilty and you feel bad for them. There's a lot of reasons why you can fail a polygraph and have a reaction. What doesn't happen is you don't discontinue the investigation.
She double failed. She failed the physical.
She failed on two questions.
And the assessment.
And then the assessment afterwards, the polygraph examiner thought she was practiced. So that's a contradicted technique.
I wonder.
And then the last part of it is.
Oh, the CIA.
Well, here's the worst part of it. The FBI apparently stopped investigating her after that. And that's not what happened. They don't shut down an investigation.
So were they just trying to get dirt on her to suppress her later for the cover up?
I don't think so. So here's what we read in the piece. You guys can actually scan down a little bit further on that document. On November the 7th, 5 days after the FBI opened a file on Mr. Cole, 5 days before they started investigating Mr. Cole, on November 7th, they named her a person of interest. So you fail the polygraph. The next day, the FBI opens up a subfile on you under person of interest. This is the way that it was exported in discovery, as far as I can understand it. That's my experience with working on the FBI's file system. There'd be a subfile of like POIs, person of interest. So then you have the government immediately does subpoenas. These are logical investigative steps. They did preservation requests for numerous electronic accounts and so on. They asked for certain things from her, and they asked for things from her, let's say, phone provider and so on and so forth. And then on November 12th, the same day that the government opened the investigation into Mr. Cole, they actually brought her in for another interview. Mr. Dickert, her
listen, it's great you're going through boyfriend. All the minutia, and it's fascinating, but we got a lot of cover other than this.
Yep, we're
going
to keep going. All I want you to know
mean,
is
though,
on the 12th.
That this has come out now, and that Mr. Cole's defense knows this, and that his GPS location shows he's driving around delivering food. What are they going to do now?
Well, they've already said what they're going to do, and they actually said it in their motion to answer the government. The government took this motion that they filed, where they basically exposed that there was a failed polygraph by this woman who was being investigated by the FBI. By the way, you can't have a defamation case if the FBI is actually investigating your client when my friend publishes a story about it.
How are you in a defamation case if you're a journalist saying this person may be involved? You learn the FBI called him in and drug him in and said they failed the test. Did you do it? I mean, that's like...
And they not only did that, they did it 2 days before his piece was released. So he was on the ball. He was following down logical investigative leads that the FBI was doing the exact same thing. That's the big piece. What happened next is really wild. Alex, there was a form that was filed that was document number 59 in the case. And that was the government essentially came out and said, the defense has found themselves in contempt of court. They have violated the gag order on this case. They have shared sensitive information illegally against the ruling of the judge, and they are now in contempt of court. They've done so intentionally. They've done so in order to cause a press splash. They've gone so and caused
so
a real problem.
They tried
and they've threatened
to intimidate
lives.
Everybody off the case. It didn't work. Where does it go next? Give us
a big
picture.
Here's where it gets really wild. Okay. They tried to shut it down with this contempt order. The defense said, fine, we're going to withdraw our motion. We're going to file it again under seal. That's what they did. So it's currently under seal, even though we have copies of it, because once it's on the internet, it's forever. Then the defense filed document number 66, and document number 66 is freaking wild. They said, we did this in good faith. We went out there and we made like simple allegations that we would like to consider that we are going to present an alternate theory of the crime. This is like Perry Mason stuff. What they said is, we'd like to be able to investigate and present to a jury at trial, and we're going to need some information. We need all the subpoena results. We want the video footage of her and her dog that you claim was a thing. By the way, I was told in a letter, which you have on your desk, where I actually just picked it up, that letter from Shawnee Kirkhoff's defense attorneys claims that there's video of her hanging out with her dog. We find out in these response documents that there is no video of her with her dog. There's a video of her dog, and allegedly her voice is off screen on that, which is wild. Okay. And this all goes back to Bongino in a second as well, because Bongino got himself involved in a pissing match with Tom Massey, who's also involved. Now, the document 59 was the order or claim that there was contempt. The response to it by Brian Cole Jr.'s defense attorneys, not only did they say we did this in good faith, we're doing everything we can in the order we did. They said that they had a conversation. It's on page 8 of 9, if you guys want to look at the bottom of it. And this is the craziest thing that has maybe come out as this thing gets crazier and crazier. First, we learned Shawnee Kirkhoff was an actual person of interest. Second, we learned she failed a polygraph. Third, we learned they arrested another guy and they opened a case on him out of nowhere, and their case is garbage. And then you find this. I'm going to read it directly from the document. Notably, when defense counsel, so that's Brian Cole's counsel, was specifically asked in the motion, you know, what is sensitive material, the government could not point to any specific part of paragraph 4 from the gag order. People can watch my podcast this morning. I went into it in great detail. When further pressed by defense counsel, the government eventually stated that the motion fell under one specific category of the protected order. This is the fourth paragraph of document number 12 from this case. It's section C. And they said, quote, identifying information, including true names. The defense counsel read the full sentence back to the government. Identifying information, including true names and photographs, they put it in italics to highlight it very specifically, regarding government agents who act in an undercover capacity with respect to this investigation. And I don't know whether the government is trying to imply that Shawnee Kirkhoff was a government agent who acted in an undercover capacity with respect to this implication or this investigation, which would be a freaking, like, enormous bombshell.
So you're saying it looks like they're using that she was in an official capacity now as the cover.
That's only one possibility. The other possibility is that they're trying to do bad lawyering where they're saying, yes, we want to artificially expand paragraph 4C and include things, and we're trying to be disingenuous and we're arguing in bad faith. So there's one part that's like a lawyerly trick. There's another part that's an admission saying she's a government undercover agent.
So basically, I don't know which now one is this true. Is out of control, off the rails. The next move is kill her.
I mean, the next move is they said that she was threatened, that she had people already threaten her. I actually sent you guys the no Joe Hanneman tweet. And we can show the email that she apparently got anonymous emails from this resender out of Russia. By the way, I've gotten threats from there. I think Owen has as well, and I think you have as well. This is this Russian emailer service that will allow you to hide your identity. And it was a threat saying, I'm on my way to Shawnee Kirkhoff's house right now, and I'm going to go out there and execute her. I'm going to shoot her because she's a glowy or some nonsense. And so they're already giving you the reason that the government is basically set up that the defense attorneys for Brian Cole, Steve Baker, Joe Hanneman, Kyle Serafin, probably Alex Jones as well. We're all the bad guys because we're talking about this story, which is of public interest.
Now it's our fault. We're going to get her killed.
It's our fault. Yep. That's exactly what they're trying to argue. And this is absolutely unacceptable. We can't let it stand.
And then you got Bongino attacking Massey for even covering this and just flipping out everywhere.
Okay. Here's where it gets even wilder. And we can lead into the next hour with this one. The Bongino Massey thing, I don't think Dan Bongino knew under any circumstances that she failed that polygraph. I think he found out about Shawnee Kirkhoff's name on November the 8th when the Blaze published that story. And then on the 12th, when they opened the file to Brian Cole Jr., that's when he called Tom Massey. He started shit-talking Tom Massey about it. And he said explicitly to Tom Massey, Massey has told me, and he's published it online, that Bongino was going to personally bankroll the defamation lawsuit by Shawnee Kirkhoff against reporters and anybody that was involved in sharing
this
story.
Didn't they also threaten members of Massey's staff with indictment?
That's correct. All right. That was Bongino.
Wow, a lot to remember here. Boy, they are scared. Wow, we got their ass. Hey, wait.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or sold for like $40. We'll be right back. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue.
I know. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. I mean, this is just bonker town. Ultra Methylene Blue. I just can't shut up about it. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Well, obviously, Kyle Serafin will be with us for the rest of the hour. All hell's breaking loose. Clear purge in the White House. Pam Bondi out. Todd Blanche, the nightmare Democrat Party operative, in. And then now, Kyle Serafin has incredible sources. He's a major whistleblower. I can probably not say the sources yet. But the word is they're about to fire Kash Patel. We'll rejoin the discussion of the pipe bombing fiasco in Bongino. Next segment, but let's get into this intel. Red alert info. You just got Kyle Serafin.
Yeah, I'd call it medium confidence based on the general accuracy of these types of sources, but had more than two now tell me that there's a decent possibility Kash Patel is fired today and there's a total reshuffle. The question is why, and my guess is that Trump wants to make it look like it's his idea and not while he's under one specific scandal pressure from one of these people. But I mean, let's just look at over the last, like, let's call it 10 days, Kash Patel, like, or if you add like even a little bit further than that, we're talking about, we've got a FBI director who got caught drinking beer on camera, acting like a buffoon, spending taxpayer dollars in the middle of government shutdowns. They just had a Iranian hack and dump where they're showing that he's active on a porn site and he's made a stupid coin and he doesn't know who's going on and working for him. I've had 40 different people that we've highlighted that he's ended up firing. They're going to end up getting their damn jobs back as well. Patel has been a disaster since the beginning. And it's not just me saying that. The crazy thing is I told Patel early on what to do to be successful at the FBI. My friends would have helped Dan Bongino as well. We really wanted these guys to not suck. And all they did was come in, immediately get owned by the people that they've been basically railing about for the last, I don't know, couple years. Bongino even longer than that. And what do you do when you say, hey man, you've made a career out of pointing out the problems. They show up and the first thing they do is they start doing hype videos and, you know, riding around and hanging out with, the cool guys from the SWAT team and trying to wear patches and jackets and getting a fake FBI badge issued because you're the FBI director and nobody wears a badge. They got their own, like Bongino and Patel both got guns issued to them. They're flying around in private jets. I mean, they beclown themselves almost immediately. And I think the FBI recognized what that was. And listen, this pipe bomber story for me, it's like flypaper. I think that the Bureau actually knew that Brian Cole Jr. was a terrible subject, that it was going to fall apart. There was no way they were going to be able to convict him. And unless he just rolled over and pled guilty, which he didn't, he actually got a killer of an attorney to get on and start filing these motions. You know, they would have been able to just either embarrass them by showing that they got an innocent man in jail, or now they're in the great situation where they can prove, like, not only did they not know what was going on.
Segments. Hold your fire.
These guys basically jumped on flypaper, Alex.
I agree. Exactly. A trap on the pipe bomb. Some stations aren't carrying it right now, but finishing up, because you were getting into the break, flooded, huge national sources. They're saying it's happening. We don't want to get juked into being wrong, but it fits into an overall purge.
Medium confidence. Medium confidence. There's high, medium, and low. Okay, this is probably, I would say, at least as likely as not that we find that out today in a few minutes. The same people that were telling me that that Bondi was going to be out this morning, same types of people are giving me the same kind of information coming from places where they've had very good information in the past. That's how we evaluate who our sources are. Do they have access and do they have placement? And what is their credibility rating so far? These people have good credibility so far.
Placement and then... history, is somebody accurate. Yep. So you're being safe saying medium, but it sounds high actually. Your proviso medium.
Medium means, there are games and ops being played at all times. Like my buddy Steve Baker was the victim of this. I guarantee you there was probably really good, belief that the things that they were running the hit pieces on me and on you, that those came from good sources. The reason why is that people are in placement. There's all times where people are trying to run an op where they seed information to the media. They seed information to certain people to try to get it out there. I'm just being cautious. I think medium, I think it's probably more likely than not.
Even though they gave you information that was good 20 times, they could be setting you up now.
Well, they may not be. They may be getting set up by other people, too.
No, exactly. 100%. No, that's what I meant, yeah. Yep. All right, back in 60 seconds. Cash Patel out, though. That's the word. Who do they replace him with? There'll be another horrible choice like Todd Blanche. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you talk about clowns, about Gino and Patel are it. Kyle Serafin over a year ago was advising them both, warned them. And all they did was go stab them in the back to Congress and try to join the establishment, and now they see what fools they are. Word is Patel's out. Pam Bondi out, confirmed. Todd Blanche, the globalist insider, Bill Barr 2.0 in. I hope Lee Zeldin replaces him. I'm not going to hold my breath. You have the pipe bomber case exploding, and one of the suspects that investigated journalists said was a suspect, failing a polygraph of whether they were the bomber, all of that coming out. So I've been interrupting you because so much happening. Start over with the pipe bomber, how Bongino enters into this, how this is the piece of fabric, the string on the sweater that unravels it all, tying it into all of this information coming out, how they're in total panic mode. Then we'll get into the Bongino clip. Because I've told you over a year ago, the phone call with him, I've had him on dozens of times, but totally not sure. Didn't have his Fox job yet. He was about to get it. He calls up screaming at my producer. I got on the phone with him, and he's just like, you son of a bitch, I know you're giving me as the source that Hillary's in this black ambulance. And I said, no, I talked to Secret Service in Cleveland at the RNC. And he goes, well, I'm here, it's you. And I said, well, they're lying to you. He goes, you better watch your ass, blah, 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 blah. And then I never talked to him again.
He's very, very thin-skinned, very like emotional reactive in a way that doesn't make a ton of sense. What does your buddy Chase say? That he's like a boxer dog, like he's super loyal, but he's not that bright. And some of this is really coming out because it's not that bright to lose your mind on the phone with a journalist. I actually sent your staff.
Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
I sent your staff actually. It's kind of like a screen grab of, and it's in fast format, of Dan Bongino talking up the actual hit piece and the way that it works. in 2024, in the beginning of 2024, before he and I had our falling out where I just said things that were true and he didn't like that they were true, which was really amazing about the Mar-a-Lago raid. We were on good terms until that point when I basically broke ranks with saying things that were false. I don't do that. I don't knowingly say things that are false if I can help it. And so the crazy moment was, is he goes, it's interesting that Steve D'Antuono and the FBI and they're out there, saying things in congressional testimony and they're pointing out, Serafin, that, you know, you're really a threat and the thing, and they're trying to discredit your information about this pipe bomb story. This goes back to February of 2024. And I think I sent you guys the clip. He's out there talking up about how much I knew.
And continues the job against you. Yeah, here's the clip. Here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle, I've noticed you've been commenting extensively on podcasts and on your social media. I've been following it religiously, and you've had some great ideas on this. And you've kind of become a threat. I've noticed D'Antuono and others seem to be kind of downplaying your knowledge of this kind of criminal investigation into terrorism, and it may be an effort to make you go away, I can only assume. But the FBI, it still has a lot of decent people who work there. I mean, the leadership is a mess, and there are certainly a lot of people there who need to go. But they're not incompetent. I mean, I've dealt with them a lot. So they've got this device that was found in front of the DNC. It appears to be a training device. It's got a rudimentary egg timer, wires, and a pipe. I mean, it looks to me like something you get on Amazon. If you were to put it in Amazon, like, give me a fake bomb, like, that would be it. How is it that the FBI you worked, which has a very, very good lab, couldn't pull DNA? Where's the video of them dropping the bomb? I mean, there's no way they're this incompetent.
I totally agree. There's no way they're this incompetent unless they chose to be this incompetent.
So forever he's saying it's a cover-up, just like J6, just like the shooter in Pennsylvania, just like Epstein, but now it all changes. So what do you think Bongino's seeing right now as all this news comes out about the polygraph and all of it comes out?
I think that he's probably shitting a brick, if I had to be real honest with you. I just think it's a credibility destroyer. I think he's cooked, and I don't know how else you get around it. The crazy story, we talked about it. People should listen to the last hour and understand kind of the etymology of how this case evolved from January of 2021 into November of 2025 when it really came to a crux or, you know, kind of came to a head. November 4th, The Blaze published an article about Shawnee Kirkoff using less than lethal force. On November the 6th, the FBI brings her in for a polygraph per the filings we're reading, and she fails it. Their words, not mine. Then on the 8th, the Blaze releases an article saying that they've matched her forensically to a gate match, and they had some other things. There's a lot more to it than that, but that was the original sort of thing that led them to believe that there was a conclusive match.
Yeah, what about her cell phone? What do we know about that? Geolocation, you said more's coming out.
It has been subpoenaed. There are some interesting questions about it. There's more information that the FBI is not releasing. We also were told that law enforcement cell phones were immediately ruled out per the Loudermilk report that came out in the beginning of 2025. So we know that law enforcement didn't get the same scrutiny. And if she had a FirstNet cell phone for work, which is a very high probability because the federal government uses them, and if she had a FirstNet phone for personal use, which I used to have when I was in the FBI, you get a special deal, you get tiered data. It's a lot faster. It allows you to communicate when things are bad. If you're in a big crowd or something, your data is prioritized above others. So she could have had a FirstNet for her home. And I've heard some rumors that there were some FirstNet devices that were pinging in the area of the bombs at the time of. It's hard to substantiate that stuff.
Why would you say no government law enforcement phones in a search if you weren't trying to hide it? And then you told me earlier that they don't do that unless they're trying to hide
something. You don't rule out people. Look, if you're in a triage situation, Alex, if I was like, we're trying to find something that's imminently dangerous. Well, you'd start by saying, what's the most probable and the highest probability of danger? That's the exigent circumstances. But as the case goes on for 5 freaking years, you would expand out and you would definitely go back and you're like, hey, we ruled these people out early, but we've got to reevaluate what we'd call like maybe our original assumptions of the investigation.
And as you said, though, in a new filing, the government's defending this saying, oh, we had agents basically involved in missions.
Right. They had people that were there for various things. I think a lot of what the FBI sent people to do was after the fact. I actually don't think the FBI was the instigating agency. My overwhelming theory of January 6th is that it was most likely planned and executed by maybe one or a few members of Congress, one or a few members of the Capitol Police.
With NGOs,
and also potentially
and
involving
CIA,
an ATF.
I would CIA does regime change. I think they were.
I think the CIA could have also been overlapping that. So the question is how involved were they and when? Or were they part of the mop-up crew the way the FBI was?
And where does she
at
work
some point
now?
In time,
where does she work now, though?
She works at the CIA, of course. So like, yeah, like they get drawn in. So you're talking about at the very minimum, I would say at the most cautious version of this, some members of Congress, high level who can actually make orders
it's an intergovernment conspiracy.
Correct. U.S. Capitol Police, members of Congress, your ATF, I think were involved in the actual day of. And then the, you know, most charitable explanation is mop up is either done by CIA or they're involved earlier on. And the FBI's mop up. They didn't know about what they were doing, but they ended up going after it. And on November 6th, they do this failed polygraph. On November the 8th, They have the story from The Blaze. On November the 12th, they open an investigation into Brian Cole, who's the autistic, you know, My Little Pony fan guy that they ended up arresting and that's currently now fighting for his life and his freedom. And on that same day, November the 12th, when they opened up on Brian Cole, that's when Dan Bongino gets on the phone and calls up Thomas Massie. And you, people can go look at their spats back and forth
and
on Twitter in the last few days.
Staffers with,
correct.
President.
That's when that happened.
Let's shift gears now. Put bookends on it because I want to get the other issues. There's so many. And then what this means is you're worried they're going to kill the lady that we know is totally innocent, did nothing wrong, that failed the polygraph. I mean, that's the opposite.
Honestly, I think she failed, Alex, I think she failed the polygraph because she placed those bombs, but I don't ascribe any malice to it. And by the way, I don't think it was a violent terrorist attack that took place on January the 5th when those things were placed.
She probably thought she was part of a drill. They always do that with patsies.
That's what I would that's 100% what I would believe. Well, look,
from McVeigh's lawyer, I hope she comes out. And others, this all came out actually. He told his cellmate who I had on, who called in illegally on the show about it, McVeigh thought they were doing a drill to set up white supremacists. And he goes, wait, a real bomb? Now you're going to blow up a daycare? He was like, no. So they drugged him and set him up for it. You know, Look, we've seen this story before.
This is the kind of thing. If you're going to set somebody up, it would be much easier to get somebody who's patriotic, who, you know, wants to be a participant, who's gung ho. And by all accounts, Shawnee Kirkhoff was a good police officer. People around her liked her. Her teammates thought she was
a reputable, capable person. It's not a true story, but a perfect example how this works. Have you seen that?
Yeah. You get somebody who's motivated by the right reasons. You get them to go do something that is innocuous and not a problem.
You're just a consultant
and then suddenly they're the
president. Then they set you up.
Yeah. And then you get look, here's how I imagine this goes down.
With Mark Wahlberg, and they set him up.
You get the phone call, and they say, hey, I know you saw that they're looking for the person that dropped those pipe bombs, and we understand. Listen, you're never going to talk about what happened on that night, or you're never going to talk to anybody again. Real simple. But we do have a nice job for you, and you are going to be taken care of, and you are going to be safe. We're going to scrub all your social media. We're going to move you over to this new job, and you can resume your life. Unfortunately, you're going to have to cut off connections with your old friends.
CIA killers, they're going to whack her. She thinks she's safe over there, and yeah.
Well, and then you see this government filing where they're calling out like threats. Here's the crazy thing about the threat that we talked about last hour. That threat was less than 40 minutes after the public filing of something which was a subpoena that was on Pacer.
Out that she failed the polygraph, then instantly, oh God, she's in danger, so they can blame us.
That's the craziest part, because there's no chance that some internet asshole troll, excuse my language, is sitting there watching the Pacer docket, and the minute that something that they didn't know was coming out
NSA
pops up, and then they send off some threat.
No time, way. Her case manager gets an alert, and they call their boss and say, hit team now, or wait, just see if we can spend this, but get the team ready. And the team's ready in a van outside her house right now.
It's as plausible as anything. Listen, I don't know the mechanics of it.
Guy right now. Oh, let me give you some coffee, honey. Oh, you're under a lot of stress. And they're just ready to garrote her ass right now. She's in the room right now with the guy making her coffee.
This is why I like talking to you, Alex.
No, that's what you're going
to see. I don't know the answer to what the mechanics are.
The guys in your house right now, they're going to kill you when they get the order. They're going to just get like a code saying, hey, go for lunch. And they're going to just your ass and claim you committed suicide. I very much hope
that this woman understands the danger that's going on there. I hope she understands, sweetheart,
take your trash out and feed your doggy or nice to you. Those are former special ops killers that have been profiled or willing to do this stuff and like it. They're going to kill you, lady. They're waiting. The guy right there in the room with right now, look over at him. He's going to kill you. Sorry.
The scariest thing for me is that all this stuff comes out. They're going to try to blame it. It looks very easy to do that. And look, I'm not into like sensationalism, and you're giving
but
the dramatization of what that looks like.
It's freaking sensational. You and I, we live this. Yeah. You talk about spies overseas and shit. I've been doing this 32 years, baby. My whole life's a James Bond movie.
This is the craziest part of all of it.
I'm like, oh, that happened to me. It's in the front page of the Guardian that I'm like trying to blow employees' heads off. Total lie.
If they'll put the tweet back up again, I want to call out people on the timestamp so they understand how ridiculous it is. This is Joe Hanneman. You guys should follow Joe. It's at Hannan Reports. Great follow. Super good guy. Good human being. It's from nobody@dism.com. I've gotten threats from this email address. It's just an anonymous Russian emailer. But look, Wednesday, April 1st, 1:12 p.m., the filing happened at 12:37. That's when it went up on the court's website. So from 12:37 to 1:12 p.m., some anonymous internet shitposter threatener decided to say, I'm armed and dangerous. Who says that? Nobody. I'm going to drive from the address that was listed in the subpoenas and shoot your client in her corrupt glow N-word face.
And then they notice the threat immediately and say her life's in danger. So this is how this works.
Right. And then you get the filing saying it's in contempt. And by the way, that threat was actually cited and it was part of the evidence that was given in document number 59 when they said that the defense was in contempt. I think they're in full panic mode. And my guess is that they had no idea that these guys were going to be able to put together. They probably buried that polygraph result and the interviews and all that stuff.
Cole's parents are, they hired a very credible, very straight-laced, badass prosecutor for me out of Virginia, right?
I'll actually tell you, yeah, if you guys want to pull up the Litson firm, which I actually sent over a link so they could see it, your crew should have it. The guy's name is Alex Little. He's the lead. He's got another guy on there. I think his name is Zachary. It escapes me. Look at his background on here. If you guys scroll just a little bit, Alex Little is a freaking killer. He's a former AUSA, so he's a former federal prosecutor, which means he knows how DOJ plays. But more importantly, he was a CIA political analyst. That guy actually worked over at the CIA with the top secret clearance, doing analytical work before being an attorney. If you want someone that's going to get into your case,
he's bad. He's CIA. Well, so is Joe Kent. No, we have good guys there too. You've got to have them like an Indian guide for Lewis and Clark to actually do it. And the fact is, you see his action now showing he's good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know that Alex Little and I politically are on the same page, but I bet you he wants to see competent human beings do competent work.
Another guy doesn't want to see an innocent, autistic black guy putting Supermax.
And neither do you and neither do I. Zachary Lawson is the other guy and John Glover, all three of them at the Litson firm in Nashville. I'll tell you this, if I thought that the government was coming after me and I needed competent attorneys and I could afford them, this is who I would go and get. The Litson firm seems like they've got it dialed in.
Now,
and
you predicted when it first started that they were going to rip the government a new butthole.
Yep, and I've been told by people who have had them as their attorneys before, like that were, you know, that have these guys' clients that said these guys don't lose, they don't take cases, they're
going
to lose.
That's because they understand what's going on.
That's right, 100%.
So let's put it back here then.
This is wild.
I mean, Bongino was already done saying Epstein acted alone, wasn't a pedophile, Crooks acted alone, on. He was already done. It was very sad.
Just gutted his credibility.
But what is he
going to
do now, running around like a foaming-at-the-mouth mad dog, threatening everyone and just screaming at everybody and attacking Massey, me, you, I mean, just nonstop, you know, literally, it's insane.
Listen, there's an old expression that if you're explaining, you're losing in politics. And if you need to go out there and tell everybody like how awesome and how tough you are, those are not the tough guys that I've seen, the SF dudes. You never heard Joe Kent tell you what a badass he is, but Joe Kent is a badass. You know, Joe Kent was at a tier one special mission unit. He was a Ranger battalion guy. He was a Green Beret. Like, you don't need to have people when you have that confidence of being out there. Now, if you were a cop
by
for
the
a couple
way,
of
I've
minutes
talked to guys that served with him and knew him, he was a badass of the badasses.
Like 100%.
Hundreds of super deadly missions. Like literally just slaughtering bad guys. His wife got blown up, obviously CIA. And don't you love them calling him a pussy?
It's insane. It's insane for someone like Dan Bongino to go out and he said he's a traitor and he's a villain and he's a liar and he's unscrupulous. It's a guy who held a top secret clearance for 30 years, who's been read in and been doing government work, you know, and believed it was the right thing and has come out and said, I have a crisis of conscience. I'm not into long-term commitments of our troops and the ground war.
And I'm not into Israel openly running our government.
I mean, he's just saying things that make perfect sense. Yeah, a badass of the badass. Look at the stash there. That's fantastic stuff. Reminds me of some other GBs that I know that are, like, I know some Green Berets. I've got friends who are Green Berets. Some of them are more exceptional than others. Anyway, Joe Kent is a very, like, soft-spoken. He's not the guy that's going to go out and brag. You're not going to get him on a phone call losing his mind. And then you can see what Dan Bongino's doing right now, and it's like the exact opposite.
Oh, I'd love to see Bongino in the octagon with Joe Kent. Who would you bet on?
That's not a bet. I mean, that's not fair. Like, Alex, you're in the octagon with a toddler. That's not fair either. It's just like, it doesn't make any sense. This is not a fair,
matchup.
Well, no,
with Bongino, it's literally like seventh grader acting tough. It's like a joke, and he doesn't know it's a joke.
He got ratioed on social media by Tom Massey on every single post despite having 5x the followers. He's a guy that brags about ratioing
people. And then he claimed Massey's bots. No.
Right.
Have you seen the polls? 80% of America doesn't want goddamn ground troops. Excuse my friend.
Yeah. No, nobody wants to see this. Like, this is the crazy thing. So if we see a shuffle up of the Trump administration right now, you know, maybe Donald Trump is able to pull back from the brink of all the things. The plan was, as it was told to me, 2 or 3 months into the administration, they were going to have no scalps. Nobody was going to get, you know, pushed away. And they immediately started having failings of people that couldn't meet their obligations. Remember, we had Mike Waltz. He ended up as the ambassador to Greenland or something like that. They pulled him out of the National Security Council or National Security Advisor role. We've had
they stuck the DHS guy in California. They didn't fire him either. But now they're suddenly doing it.
They can't keep the no scalps policy because they're surrounded by incompetence and people that are self-interested actors, people that are willing to rug pull and fleece the American people. People have been kissing Trump's ass for a long time because it's very lucrative. And the people who do it make a lot of money. I'm pretty confident if we don't see, like, I don't know if there's a, I don't know if Megyn Kelly has the Steve Baker interview on right now. Maybe your staff can take a look online. But if they're not running Steve Baker's 2-hour interview that he recorded yesterday, then they got scared into spiking this.
Oh, you're saying you heard he was getting threatened out of it. Okay. Let's do this though. We're not trying to attack Bongino, folks.
No, I'm just telling you all these people.
You've got to understand. No, I'm saying we've got to discuss. Because remember, I told you over a year ago, he called a similar thing to me, like hyperventilating, cussing at me for no reason. And I'm like,
how do you have that person in a national security job? By the way, Dan Bongino didn't pass a polygraph to work for the FBI. This was reported very broadly by ProPublica.
Well, my point was, I get mad about bullshit and side issues, not in a serious situation, which I shouldn't get mad at. Like, thing. With him, he's like hyperventilating angry. I couldn't believe he wouldn't listen. It was obviously his own deal. It had nothing to do with me. Here's a clip of him in 2016 screaming at a reporter that wrote a bad article about his congressional candidacy or whatever. Here it is.
Which he lost three times.
I mean, do you normally swear at people like this just when they ask you simple questions?
Just so you know,
let's
I don't give you consent. Okay, let me repeat that.
So
I can sue your ass when you do that.
Okay. So you're threatening me again. I understand. You're still acting out.
No, because you're an idiot. You don't understand the legal rules.
All right.
You have to ask someone to record them. You don't. But you're not smart enough because, again, you have an IQ issue. So I please record that and publish it so I can sue you because I don't give you
consent. No, I told you I was recording in writing.
Oh, well, you please do. Nobody reads your stuff anyway. Why
would I
be on the phone with you if I actually cared?
All right, good. So
seriously.
So
what, do you think you're going to hurt my campaign?
I don't think I'm going to hurt your campaign because it sounds like you're losing, Dan. It sounds like you're hurting your own campaign.
No, Mark, my life doesn't revolve around politics.
That's why you've run for three offices in a row, Dan? It sounds like they do.
I have an actual life and a job. I'm not a loser like you.
So why are you running for an office in a city you don't live in a county you don't live in district you don't live in, or you're not a registered voter in? You don't own property there.
That's against the, can you quote me that rule? Will you have to do that? Oh, you can't. Again, because you're not smart enough. I'm
okay,
sorry.
So you don't actually have
politics, right?
You're not a registered voter in the district.
Writer, right?
You're not a registered voter in the district?
You write about politics.
Are you a registered voter in the district?
You don't know the rules. No.
You're not. You're not a registered voter in the district. So let's say you move down to Florida after losing two campaigns in Maryland. You say you're going to stay in Maryland and fight. You tuck tail, run away to Florida. You go look to run in District 18. You see you're not going to be able to win there. You try to run in District 19. You're losing there. You're like a professional political candidate who loses, Dan. You just
because
lose.
You have no idea why I moved to Florida.
I know you moved here and you wanted to run. Dad, why are you yelling now?
Go f*** yourself.
Oh, Dad, is that like an offer or something?
Florida.
Is that an offer?
You shut your mouth.
Hey, Dad, do me a favor. I'll handle the questions and you handle the answer.
Calm
down.
You.
Oh, Dad, you really sound like you need some help. I think you need some help.
F*** yourself.
Okay.
You hear me?
Do you realize you sound like you need medication?
You don't know why. And let me tell you.
You sound like you need medication, Dan. Maybe you need some professional help?
You have no idea. Shut the f*** up.
I think you need professional help.
Don't f*** yourself. You don't know why I'm in Florida. Because I'm...
I know you're in Florida running a race and that you're losing in it by your attitude because you're swearing and acting out. And I also know that you looked at in another district and you knew you couldn't there either.
I'm going to expose you now.
Okay.
And when I tell everybody the real reason I'm down here, I'm going to expose your f***ing ass even more.
All right. You're and you can continue to threaten. You can continue to threaten me if you'd like.
You're a piece of shit.
Okay.
You're a lying scumbag. And it's people like you.
You haven't even established where I lied. We've already established in the record where you've lied. And now you're acting out and you're swearing.
Piece of shit. You know,
all right. Well, you hung up.
So it's clear he's mentally ill, and him yelling at me was nothing like that because I didn't rise back to it. He's like, I know you're telling him I'm your source, and you better effing stop it. I'm telling you, we're going to have a problem. I'm like, dude, you haven't been on the show in 6 months. I'm at the Secret Service. Joe Biggs got the source. What are you talking about? She's in an ambulance. Later, she fell down. Everybody caught it. He's like, you better effing watch it. You don't want to mess with me. It was like his own conversation. I'm like, okay, dude, see you later. So, I mean, he's obviously mentally ill.
I have a friend who's from Long Island and he's one of my buddies from the Air Force and he had this great expression that I always try to remember. Whoever angers you owns you. That reporter owns Dan Bongino, owned Dan Bongino. Right now, Tom Massey owns Dan Bongino. He forced Dan Bongino to put a Republican primary candidate on his show to try to knock out Tom Massey. You've got the Republicans running like $7 to $10 million in attack ads on a Republican when they're in danger of losing the House, which I think they're going to do in November, and they're spending their money going after Tom Massey. Like, that matters. Like, he still at least keeps your majority. No, we've got stupidity. We've got ego. We've got people that are owned because they're emotional and they're reacting ridiculously. And so all of that stuff, I don't know. If Trump cleans house on it, good on him.
Well, listen, you know the same reporter I know. You've talked to her. He calls up and screams at her all the time. The guy's a complete lunatic. Who has the energy to just scream at people all day? We'll be right back.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultra Methylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And Ultra Methylene Blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add Ultra Methylene Blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DallasTheStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade Ultra Methylene Blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com to get T3 now available and Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide. Absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back.
enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I was into comic books and science fiction until I was about 8. And I started reading history books. I got addicted to that. So I don't claim to be an expert on anything, but in general, I have a lot of information. So, and I've also studied psychology and the brain some. And they talk about the unconscious, you got that, you got the subconscious, the collective group unconscious and all that subconscious. But if you study, you know, any famous criminologist who's really successful, they'll tell you, they get enough data, get immersed in it, they'll just wake up in the middle of the night and they'll have a hunch that almost always, you know, leads them to the thing that's the next hunch that's right. And it's that the unconscious brain is hundreds of times more powerful than the conscious brain, the narrowly focused cerebral cortex. Because we're really so smart and we can dial it at all constantly. We just be like, because there's so much happening. But I had one of those moments while I was, hit the can real quick, where it just hit me. And I know it's right. When I get this, my brain's like, no, this is it. Trump is completely burnt out. He's completely surrounded. He's got all these crazy advisors. He's trying to be positive. That's, he's brought up like that. He was a big self-help guy, followed all that. And now he sees he was lied to by these other groups, said to Levin, you know, you're evil and bad, but you tricked me, so I still love you. It was like, you too, Fredo, you too. That's what I interpreted of that. And so now Trump is flailing around, firing Bondi, probably Patel, because they didn't do anything, brings in the guys, the interim that's really behind it. Maybe he does bring in somebody better. But here's the thing. He's been so unpredictably going bad the last 6 months. And I'm not just hoping this. He could go right back the other direction. That's why they try to keep him isolated. That's confirmed. And don't want anybody around him to talk to him. This happened in the first administration when I talked to him all the time. It's headlines. The main job of the chief of staff is keeping him away from Alex Jones. Because he was just, whatever I said was like, oh, yeah. And he called my wife up and tell her how great I was for like 10 minutes and stuff. It was really, Trump is weird, man. I mean, it's like, he's autistic. Whatever he's focused on, he loves. And that same thing about Cherish and all this in a speech yesterday. He was telling me this all the time. And, you know, but the point is, Trump's weird. And he's definitely burnt out now. And so as bad as all this is, look at all the good coming out of the crashing out. And we knew Bongino was going to crash out even worse, but my God, this is spectacular. I feel sorry for him, but this is actually an opportunity to wake people up even more is what I'm trying to say. And so when I say I had this big epiphany during the 4-minute break, it's that the way Trump started zigging and zagging here, I think he's going to do a bunch of good stuff and then a bunch of bad stuff. That's the pattern I'm picking up. And I think this is going to be explosively insane, entertaining, and dangerous. Kyle Serafin, what do you think of that gestalt I just threw up?
Yeah, I think that's all the same thing. That's kind of where we started it. We started talking about that scene in Boondock Saints. It's chaotic. It's, you know, it's entertaining. It's dangerous. They kill a cat. There's all this other kind of crazy stuff. When people start doing things that you can't predict, part of me wants to see where it all goes. I'm kind of okay with the chaos because I don't like where the ordered, sort of handling is what it looked like. I've never heard Trump sound as old or as tired or as bored with his own BS. Like he gave that speech, that 10 minute speech last night, 9 minute, whatever it was. I listened into it and I went, I've never heard him sound as bored by his own rhetoric than that night. He's out there and he's like, you know, everyone says America is like the hottest country. And you're like, we're not talking about a club here. We're not talking about a hotel that people want to book reservations at. We're talking about our country. I don't care if people think we're a hot country or not a hot country. I'd like to be an economically
and then
solvent
he's like,
country.
Look at you, Mark. You're really evil, but you're my sweetie.
It's just so weird to listen to somebody say things like, you know, and then we did a Midnight Hammer and it was a bombing. It was the beautiful V2 bombers, the beautiful thing, the hottest country thing, this like real estate hype language. It's old. It's tired. It's bored. He sounds bored by it.
Listen, it sounds like he's sleepwalking.
I had somebody just DM me a minute ago and say, you know, like, I'm hoping that Donald Trump is recognizing his own mortality at this moment. And look, I think Trump is kind of like a nuclear reactor. Like, you don't have to like him. You don't have to love him. You don't have to think anything other than the man has a freaking go button with minimal sleep, nonstop. He's always hustling and hyping.
He's a freak.
It's not my style. I don't love it.
By the way, I've talked to him about the nose team. He literally sleeps 2.5 hours.
Yeah, and I don't think that's necessarily great, but it works for him, and he's not young. I mean, he's older than my dad, and he's still functioning. So, like, listen, all of that, and my dad's super functional too, but Donald Trump is dialed in for as much as he's dialed in for that age, but, like, time comes for us all. It's undefeated. And you hope at some point in time someone looks around and goes, crap, I'm 80, a bunch of my friends have died off, a bunch of my friends are dying off, I'm going to die in prison if this thing doesn't go right. And this is what I keep hoping that somebody in the Trump administration will remind him. Like, if you don't reform the DOJ, if you don't reform the FBI, and like, yeah, is it my bugaboo because I work there? It is. But like, I've also seen what happens when the two fangs.
It is the hard key weak point.
It's the thing that kills us.
And strong point. That's where we reform things.
It is the thing that went after Americans under the last administration. It's the thing.
It's the thing. You and I, like 2 days after I got one, you got one. We still keep getting the subpoena notices of secret subpoenas. I mean, they're investigating us right now.
Yeah. Let's put it in real simple terms. Folks, if you've never gotten a notice that you were about to go up against the most dangerous, potentially criminal enterprise in the history of the world with an unlimited budget, an unlimited attention span, and unlimited attorneys to fight you in a system that's like, basically
all the time
rigged.
We get a notice, AT&T, Google. Oh, by the way, they're in all your shit. Didn't stop when Trump, yeah. And you were just like, you're like, what have I done? You haven't, but you just know the wolves are out there.
Yeah, I had a conversation with somebody in politics in D.C., and the statement was something to the effect of, there are multiple nation states that are probably compromising my phones, and probably our own government as well. And so, you know, once you just assume that everything that you're doing is public, which is my assumption. Like, I assumed that from the minute I went public with my story, Alex. I was just like, I don't have any more secrets. Like, whatever secrets I thought I was going to have, the time to hide them was not now. It's too late. So whatever I go into, if they had dirt on me, they would have done it. If they had things that showed you shot at your staff or waved a gun around and tried to kill somebody, they would have gotten you with it. The crazy thing is the people that actually have those secrets that have been shown those secrets and then know that they're owned.
Yeah, but who runs this manual?
I'm a problem for them.
You shoot guns at people. It's a manual.
They must. I mean, it's a great discrediting thing. I love guns. Like, if you tried to come after my firearms rights, that would be the red line for me. I told my last boss, I'm like, if anybody in the federal government ever decides to come for me and try to collect firearms, I'm going to war. I hate that because I'm probably going to die doing so, but it's all over at that point because that's the last freedom for me.
That's how 1776 started. Okay, so.
Yeah, you come for the guns.
So the limited time we have.
We live in Texas.
Looking at this total meltdown and looking at what are you hearing about is Todd Blanche just the interim or are they really gonna bring in Lee Zeldin or what's happening?
I don't know. I'm seeing it trend. I actually only heard that Pam Bondi was out, but I don't know what the long term plan was on that. So I won't speculate.
Well, no, they're saying Lee Zeldin could be the replacement.
I saw it. Yeah, I saw that. And that'd be fine. It seems like Lee Zeldin made some pretty good moves at EPA. The things that he said all lined up with the things that I was hoping for. Look, at the end of the day, Donald Trump's agenda that he ran on, whether anybody wants to convince themselves that war with Iran was something we were always doing, it wasn't. Donald Trump's agenda, the reason that he won a coalition of people that otherwise wouldn't have voted for Donald Trump, but looked at the alternative and said a domestic agenda with affordability, with an America focus, with a constitutional focus, like trying to de-weaponize government, a guy who's already been attacked by government agencies, who says he's going to abolish the IRS and we're going to have tariffs, but we're not going to have an IRS anymore. And we're going to go new taxes on tips and we're going to look after the working
class.
That's
all gone now. He now says
that was the win.
Forget Medicare, Medicaid. We are a war economy. Have you seen this clip?
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts because it's the exact opposite of what he ran on. That's like the number one way you could go and crumble your brand. And unless there's like a just kidding, this was an April 1st, you know, April Fool's Day joke, which I don't think it was. Then somebody guided you so, so far away from your principles. One of the craziest things that they do though, this is an intelligence tactic. This is a sales tactic. This is like a thing that people do. I think this is probably what happened to Dan Bongino as well, since we were talking about him in the last hour. I think the best way to get someone to buy in is to convince them that your idea is their idea. The kind of inception move.
No, you predicted it. You made him feel important, bubble wrapped him. So let's get into this. Since I mentioned it,
I think they did the same thing to Trump. I think they've been doing the same thing to Trump, unfortunately.
No, that's exactly what we know they've done the last 10 years. It just happened again, mm-hmm. Even worse. Since I mentioned it, let's just play the club. Here is 30, clip 30. Cause I'd like to say something and not show it. This is Trump. That it's not possible to deal with daycare, Medicare, and Medicaid because we're in a war. And then he told Bloomberg and the new economic plan is cutting a bunch of social stuff when the country's in deep trouble and in a recession or depression. It's all going to go for war now. Even if you're going to do this, you don't say this. Like, this is literally committing seppuku. Here it is.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state.
We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But we, it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
Okay, so the big no-no since I got involved in politics 30-plus years ago is you don't touch Medicare and Medicaid. He's literally saying it, and now the legislation says basically cut federal funding for it. Suicide. I mean, it's just...
That's jumping on the third rail of politics, isn't it? I mean, you're just not supposed to ever say it. You can think about it. You can try to do it. You can try to sneak it in, but you're never supposed to do it. You know what's crazy, Alex? And this is something that will probably upset some of your audience, but I still think it's true, and I can't shake it. Donald Trump's not a conservative. If anybody's honest about it, he's not a conservative. The thing he just said, you know, that the federal government can't be involved in daycare, I'm like, I agree with you.
No, there's no reason. No, I agree. But to say the people don't want
to
hear it.
It's like, what do you mean the state has to do it? Nobody needs to be involved in daycare. Your job is daycare. If you have children, I got four. Guess whose job that is? Mine.
But
guess
most of the states are bankrupt. He knows that. And the point, exactly. The point is you don't say that regardless.
Oh yeah, it's a dumb thing to say, but the craziest part was,
Remember, Donald Trump's agenda was. Look at these maps, and he can actually declassify if he wants to, but he's showing classified bombing maps on Air Force One. He's like, there's no filter.
Yeah, agreed. Terrible decision theater is what we would call that. Just bad ideas all around. But the sad thing was, is that he almost gets to the point where he's saying the thing that we were looking for. Remember, his push was, we're going to make America more affordable. We're going to eliminate government. We're going to go and bring back freedom.
Oh, no.
We're going
to defend the Constitution. I actually like what he's saying, but you got to do it in the process. Agenda. But the point is, the reason I guarantee they were pulling their hair out when he said it. The point is he's off the rails, even from any perspective. Yeah. So let's get to this right now. Here he is on Erica Kirk. Well, let's hit Charlie Kirk now, because I wanted to spend time with you on this. Okay. So obviously the ATF comes out and says inconclusive. We can't say this is the bullet 30-06. Any idiot knows you'll shoot somebody with 30-06, 150 yards. It goes through. Give me a break. I don't care what they say. Even half loaded, it would do that. Okay. I've shot elk at 1,000 yards and blast right through them. Okay. Actually 300 Win Mag. I don't like 30-06. But the point is I've shot a few things with 30-06, blown pigs' heads off with it. You know, the whole side of the head blows off 500 yards. So Trump comes out and says, sue everybody's ass off that's questioning the official narrative of Charlie Kirk's assassination. That's a quote. So, wait a minute. I'm not saying Israel did it up front. I'm saying Tyler Robinson thinks he did it. There could have been others involved. I broke the Cash Patels in the meeting with Tulsi Gabbard saying we're not looking at foreign involvement when they had leads. Joe Kent, I broke that back at, 6 days after he got killed. I broke that. I had that from high-level people in there who were scared to say it. They said, we're scared. You can have this. You're crazy enough. Here it is. I'm on record. Articles, everything. Now yep, here it is.
I was on with you not long after that, and we talked about it 100%.
Yeah, so Joe Kent, all that. So it's one thing if you say, if people say Erica Kirk killed him, because I don't see any evidence of, you should sue them. No. He's saying if you question any of this, well, that Trump, that's going to make people look even more. And so now with this ATF finding, to their credit, not lying about it, where does this go? Joe Kent says, yeah, I'll testify. They say, oh, you want Tyler Robinson to go free? No. He said, if I'm asked if there was intelligence, we were told not to look at accomplices, domestic or foreign, I'll do it. 10 people, 3 days before, 2 days before, 1 day before, he'll be dead when he comes, and he's dead. I talked to TPUSA head people, and they said, no, Cash Patel said, yeah, they might be involved, but we can't prove it, so we're not going to prosecute them. Okay, that's, and if I'm asked, I'll testify. So, I'm making phone calls. I don't just sit around on air and read news articles. I've got sources. So there's definitely a cover-up now. The question is, who is involved? Where does this go? But here's Trump jumping the shark.
A thing called Happy Easter. Do we have that? Everyone happy? Anybody that doesn't want... Hello, darling. Wow, this is a good table. I like that table. You're doing well, right? Okay. I think you should sue him, but, I told her, you ought to sue somebody. They're so jealous of Erica. I said, you ought to sue their... I can say it. You're not allowed to say this. You have to be nicer. Sue their ass off.
Yuck.
Where is this going? And just the general.
That's like stream of consciousness. That's a guy who's having thoughts out loud on a national scale and either not. I don't know if he doesn't recognize that everything he says is recorded and it's publicized nationally and it makes every clip, or whether he just doesn't care anymore. And it's probably the doesn't care anymore thing. That's not a great thing. I'm not a big Erica Kirk fan. I wasn't a big Erica Kirk fan. I didn't know Charlie Kirk. I didn't like Erica Kirk before that. I don't like pageant people. They're showy. They're not Kyle Serafin type of people. We're a lot more down to earth type of folk. But like, the craziest thing is this. They're doing all these claims. The president is weighing in on whether you can sue somebody. None of these things have been adjudicated in a court of law. They haven't even done the preliminary hearing. Alex, do people realize how far back and how far down the line we are from any sense of what justice looks like in that case?
Well, talk about the process, but also, what do you make of the ATF saying we can't match the bullet?
Yeah, that's fine. Listen, there's so much evidence there that they're dealing with, and I have no idea. Like I said, I listened to what Joe Kent said, and that sounds totally reasonable. They should have followed some leads. It sounds like they missed it. It sounded like a pissing contest. I actually think all these things are connected, including the pipe bomber story. The way I understand it is, and I don't know if you know this, but the pissing contest that began over the Charlie Kirk assassination, where Kash Patel was immediately embarrassed. You know that? He was up in New York. He was having dinner. They couldn't even fly the evidence response team out to Utah. He had the jet, so they were not able to do that. That's not the first time this ever happened. Right. He wanted the jacket. He wanted to make sure he was doing this. So you've got Patel, who's already embarrassed. Then he comes out, then he flies out there. Then he's freaking out and trying to micromanage the Salt Lake City investigation that was going on. And then, they have this pissing contest over turf war, basically, like whether or not Joe Kent and NCTC has the authority or the responsibility or even the purview to go in and do any follow up on domestic and or foreign involvement. Theirs would have been the foreign end of it. The FBI says no. Kash Patel puts his foot down. We hear there's a big fight in the Oval Office. J.D. Vance is mediating and all this kind of crap. And that's fine. And then you go on and then they try to jam up Joe Kent by saying that he was leaking information to Steve Baker, which was all related to the J6 pipe bomb story because there's this like blood feud there. Meanwhile, they haven't even decided whether or not there's probable cause to believe, not whether or not he's guilty, but whether there's probable cause to believe that Tyler Robinson is even the guy. Yes, he's in prison. Yes, there are these like, you know, the claims, and I haven't dug into it enough to find out like how the confession goes down and what the claims are in the confession, but those can be contested. But they haven't even evaluated the probable cause end of it. They charged him through an information, which is not an indictment. It didn't go in front of a grand jury. It's a different system than most people are used to. And they're still trying to mediate whether or not, when that preliminary hearing comes out, to decide whether they even arrested the right guy to even go to a trial and continue the rest of the litigation.
And you said right that's back where what we happened. You so said the fact back. That they didn't use a grand jury was going to be problematic.
Well, that's the way that it works, apparently. I'm not familiar with the way that local prosecutions happen in Utah. It's different than the federal system, so I had to read up on it. And as I understand it, when you have a serious felony allegation, they forego the grand jury. That's for smaller things. And for major felony allegations and capital crimes, they go through information, which means that you get a statement. It's an affidavit that's published, and it's affirmed sworn and affirmed to by the law enforcement agency. Then the district attorney goes out there and issues the warrants, and they go and get the arrest. And then they go and they do a preliminary hearing. Usually that's done in 30 days. In most cases, you're not going to have the volume of evidence. You're not going to have the FBI involved. You're not going to have the political bullshit that was going on for all this. So you're not going to have nearly the sort of circus that's been surrounding the Charlie Kirk case.
Why do you think the sheriff resigned 2 hours after it came out that the bullet didn't match?
Maybe he has political aspirations. Maybe he's tired of the story. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like all of this thing has become an absolute nightmare. I think it's politically toxic. It's like a radioactive thing. It's kind of like talking about whether you're going to eliminate entitlements. If you're involved in a case like this, and basically everybody that's involved in it is going to have someone screaming at them. There are people that are on the TPUSA side and they love Erica Kirk and they think that everything is on the up and up. And, you know, anybody who says anything about whatever the government narrative is a problem. And I've been attacked and you've been attacked for either, like whatever your side
and
is, you're going to get
people
attacked.
Just making up horse crap about it too, saying it's going to
Yeah, they'll just make up their own thing. But if you're a local sheriff and you plan on like living in that community and you just don't want to be part of that anymore, like I could also see why. Most people who are elected as sheriffs, it's not like their first job in law enforcement and it's not a job that they necessarily have to have. It's usually a retirement gig for a lot of these guys. So I'll have to look into that guy specifically. But, you know, I've got friends that are retired FBI agents. They're already getting a pension. If they had their choice, they probably would just go fishing and hunting and camping.
Well,
and then it's like,
I
could also be a sheriff.
The sheriffs are saying, they say day one the FBI came in and just railroaded it. Cut them out.
And it was stupid. Look, I have friends that work out of that office. I have friends that were on the phone calls that Patel was coming in. They were screaming and trying to do a social media management campaign I actually just reread one of my tweets from that time where Kash Patel was scream crying to everyone that they weren't giving him pictures of Tyler Robinson so he could tweet him out, that he and Dan Bongino were collaborating at the time in front of the entire Salt Lake City office of the FBI. You know, I'm going to tweet this, and then FBI.gov is going to tweet this, and then Bongino's going to tweet this, and I'm going to respond to this. They were doing a social media managing PR campaign when their friend, theoretically, was just put in the ground and horrifically murdered, and they were more interested in how it was going to play in the press.
They delivered a real investigation. They'd be loved. Instead, what does Patel think when he gets removed? I think it's coming. Does he think he's going to do podcasting again? He's a joke.
I have no idea. Like, well, I don't even know what that meant. Like, he snowed me, you know, and he snowed me because I really needed an ally that was going to... Alex, I just needed someone that was going to do the thing they said, that was going to be the person they represented themselves to be. And I think a lot of people that have looked at Patel, if you're not blinded by the love of Trump administration, if you can just look at people honestly and say, Trump does good things and bad things. Some people live up to the hype. Some people don't. Some people, the administration, were not good. Pam Bondi was one of those that a lot of people pointed out.
Yeah, but you don't take pleasure in their failure, I know.
There's no pleasure in people's failure. Like, they failed me.
But it's gotta be he and his superstar, number one, country singer in the world.
Country music sensation.
Whatever she calls herself. They're suing you for just questioning whether she can be foreign intel, which is totally your right.
They're suing me for reporting on a story that was going for months and had millions and millions of impressions.
Sure, it's
and
really
then they
about you criticizing Cash. He's hiding behind her. So how's that little lawsuit going?
I haven't heard anything. We're waiting on a judge to decide what he thinks of our motions. Look, if we're being totally honest about my impression about what that lawsuit was, Cash Patel didn't sue me. His girlfriend did, but she sued me on behalf of Cash Patel, and it looks like Cash Patel wrote the original filing. It's all very centric on Cash Patel, and Serafin's a jerk, and he called him an Indian, which he's freaking of Indian descent, so I don't know how that's a problem. He calls himself an Indian. it all looks really like he's mad because I was exposing that he was a hack. And he was a hack from day one. It was really obvious to me. The first and most obvious problem you recognize when you've given somebody advice and helped them get into a position and you've given them all the right answers to the questions in the test is when they don't take your call after they pass the test. Cash Patel got sworn into the FBI, and that was the last time I heard from him. That was damning
and
to like right on itself.
And then he secretly told Grassley you were mad, and Grassley didn't buy it.
And then he went after my friends. He actually even rehired my friend Steve Friend and then fired him like
the
same week.
Why would you go after the people that helped you?
Yeah, do you know how dumb it is to go after people that are better investigators, that are smarter than you, and then I have nothing to lose. Like, there's nothing Cash Patel can do other than maybe try to take my life or my freedom away, which I think they would like to do that. You can't come after me. I don't even own my house, man. I lost my house when I worked for the FBI.
If you did something bad, I might come after you. You'd be only good. But I would never just start a fight with you for no reason.
It's a crazy thing to pick an enemy that's already told you they're willing to take on the entire federal government. Who the hell are you? You're Cash Patel. You're this bumbling fool who apparently is on a, you know, like X Videos website, and you're flying around on the jet, and like people are lining up
to
log in times on his porn site.
I don't want to be full of hubris or anything, but I'm getting a little bit of satisfaction from afar. I know you're a Catholic and a Christian, so you don't revel in it, but you've got to control yourself a little bit with satisfaction right now, because you're being vindicated.
They're being so sad. And honestly, I feel like it's like vindicating more than anything else, but it's not like a pleasure. It's kind of sad. Because here, if you gave me the choice, hey, would you rather the guys that you helped get in or that you were lobbying on behalf of?
We do a great job.
Do the freaking thing you said you were going to do. What if they just did the thing and they went in? What if Pam Bondi was awesome and everybody was like, maybe she's not good on gun rights, and then they just kicked ass and, you know, disbanded the ATF? I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah. So do you think there's any chance what I said earlier that Trump wakes up and we get another crazy move to do the right thing?
I don't know if it'll be the right thing. I think we're in a time of chaos right now. That's what it looks like to me. Like I said, it feels like that Boondock Saints scene where things are breaking. People are like, he's making moves that are good and bad at the same time, simultaneously. He gave a shitty speech last night, if you ask me. That was a terrible speech. I don't know who the audience
was.
Crash
the market, exploded oil prices.
Yeah, just like not good things happening. It all comes back to like regular people, because I'm a very regular person.
Well, the whole
person.
World sees him say, it's your problem, Middle East and Europe, the Strait of Hormuz, when we
start. And we're going to be here for weeks or not, or maybe more, and we're going to bomb you to the Stone Age, and we're going to do some other stuff, we're going to hit their oil and gas. You listen to all the things he said, and America's the hottest country, and you're like, what is this guy about? All I know is I talked to a random dude who works in my county, who works in maintenance. He's got, you know, calluses on his hands, and we were sitting there talking at a gun shop yesterday. He may even hear this for all I know. And the two of us are talking about gun stuff, and he's telling me that it's too expensive for him to drive his work truck into work, and he's got to take his motorcycle because he's got to worry about, you know, the dollars and cents of how much gas costs. And gas costs $1.50 or more per gallon than it used to. And you know that here in Texas, we got cheap gas prices compared to most people.
And that means when it's pouring down rain all day, like in Austin, you're riding around a motorcycle and pouring down rain.
Yeah, are you going to go out and vote for Republicans because you think Donald Trump's the right guy, or are you just seeing chaos and you just think, I don't even give a shit about any of these people?
My motorcycle's going to work. You're driving 80 miles an hour, 7 miles an hour. That hurts. Yeah, it's just
yeah,
an example.
It sucks.
Kyle, do a few more minutes with us. 2 more minutes, we'll let you go. Because then Mike Lindell's coming up. I'm going to ask Mike what he thinks of Trump now.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue, 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 blue. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up about it. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Almost 3 days during government shutdown, while he's starting World War III, we have photos of him following little girls around by himself, playing with Mickey Mouse with a bubble wand scepter. You've got Chrissy Dunn's husband, ultra-rich insurance magnate, sending to a woman's fetish forum, him dressed up like a woman. Now, that's a joke photo, but those are real, obviously. But that is funny. I hadn't seen that meme. I mean, it just shows, like, the total... It's not like they caught him in a whorehouse or something. I could, like, halfway get it, or, you know, drunk or something, or DWI. No, it's bubble wands. You know, all this is so weird and deviant. I would never even imagine wearing fake boobs and sending it to a forum. Plus, if I was into that, it's going to get published, you idiot. I mean, and Graham, he posts a shot of himself, oh, I love shooting skeet the next day. Like, he's this big man when he's all, you know, Lady Graham, as they're known. Just the idea of you're going to go stalk kids like Joe Biden at Disney World. You're going to send to a woman's forum you with fake boobs on. What the hell is this, Seraphim? What is happening here?
You know, people used to call Hollywood Holly Weird, or people probably still do. There's a lot of weird fetishes. People get fame and money and weird shit goes to their head and they start acting ways that nobody could expect. There's a funny kind of corollary there, I think, to Washington, D.C. They say that politics is show business for ugly people. As you said, I can't fathom ever being interested in any of the weird fetish stuff. I don't know what kind of humiliation ritual makes you pick up a bubble wand and walk around following little girls at Disneyland. But these people are weirdos. We are ruled by either retards or demonic evil, just gross people that know that what they're doing is so far outside of what we're going to ever have to be able to. They're never going to be accountable to it.
Well, that's
what
I keep saying. Biden people, weird tranny dudes stealing everyone's luggage and they're over the nuclear arsenal or stockpile. And that's the thing. Like, I have a fetish for ribeye steak and sunsets and tequila and, you know, my wife. I just don't, like, it never gets old. Like, how do you want to have a bubble wand? How do you want to put fake breasts on? It's so alien to me.
If you saw a picture of me carrying, like, little girls' toys, they would also just be either in frame or just out of frame, my little girls, because I've got an 8-year-old and a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old.
No, Graham, exactly. People are like, oh, he has grandkids. No, he's not married. He's known to be a homosexual compromise. Exactly. I've run around with a bubble wand. I knew it was a bubble wand because I bought it for my girls. But the point is,
here's what it comes down to me first.
It's not normal. Buy yourself with a bubble wand.
That's right. So here's, I guess, what we all kind of assume. We all assume these people are compromised. To act like Kristi Noem needs a moment to process this thing about her husband she's been married to since the 90s. Like, all this stuff is open for them. You think this wasn't exposed when they did the background investigations for DHS? Oh,
she's reportedly a super freak, I was told myself.
They're all like this. I keep hearing weird stories from people at high-level state politics and national politics. They're all creeps. They're all compromised. If you're not, then you're the enemy because you're not partaking of the thing. It's like, cops are not worried about other cops being on the take. They're worried about the guy that doesn't take a taste of it, right? I mean, it doesn't matter whether you go back to the old Batman and that kind of deal. Like, the guys get nervous when you don't want to be compromised with us.
You don't have to be corrupt. Yep. Just take a dollar. You're like,
we just need you to dirty yourself enough that we don't feel like you're a liability. And if you're not, then you are a problem. And so at the end of the day, I feel like, I don't know that we're going to get, like the swing back of the good thing, but a lot of good phoenixes have risen from the ashes. I think we're in an ashy period. I think things are burning and it's really weird to watch. I've been saying it for a while. God forbid somebody call me a panickin or a doomer or a blackpiller. I'm actually really optimistic about chaos. I think chaos is where a lot of good things come out of. I don't know what it's going
to
be.
No, I agree. But remember when Gary Hart had to resign over cheating on his wife, monkey business? I mean, well, I'm not even defending him. That's like wonderful compared to this. It's like, it's...
Well, let me end it with this thought as a high note, Alex, because we're in Holy Week right now, and the most perfect man that ever walked the earth was killed for his troubles, and it turned out pretty good for all of us, and that must have looked pretty bleak to all the disciples that saw it happen. So I could be optimistic about the chaos. I think good things can come from really bad times. I think that's maybe hopefully where we're at right now.
I agree. CalSaravaShow.com. Great job.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
The great Mike Lindell coming up in just 60 seconds. We got to give Hank Williams Jr. some time.
Elijah was a wooden end. Standing over by the door, fell in love with a Choctaw maid over in a Georgia store. Elijah, standing don't ever let it show. She don't ever answer yes or no.
Or Uncle Elijah.
married this old Black Hawk. The maiden wore her bathing braid and hoped someday he'd talk.
Always the North Star of Liberty. Mike Lindell about to host the fourth hour and take over here in just a few minutes. But I only plug once in the first hour, and if we don't plug every hour, we're not going to be here because we got the globalist address. We're winning in court, just like Mike Lindell, but we need your support. So we've got a limited edition 1776 line of T-shirts and ball caps that's limited edition. We sell them for 1 month of all the classic InfoWars designs with 1776 on the right-hand shoulder and a bunch of new designs. Also, we have the 250th anniversary line of great shirts and hats and more at thealexshowstore.com, and a design I came up with, some shirts and hats that are the American Supply Company. These are amazing, they're high quality, and they fund our operation, all gut, no grit. You are the InfoWar, and we got the backup network built. We're very close to being shut down. God always comes through. It's God's plan. We'll be shut down fine. We continue on to the Alex Jones Network, but I need your support right now. We have the Faraday cage bag, $600 value with all the supplements in it, the trench knife and all of it for $249. VIP members get it for $199. That's below cost. It's an incredible deal. That's selling out quickly. So many other great products at thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason we stay on the air. But you see that bag, Faraday cage bag, protects all electronics from tracking everything and EMP, and then the trench knife inscribed, a limited edition, America First. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, which I don't own. That's our sponsor. That's how we stay on air if they shut down InfoWars. Now, Mike Lindell has got a lot to cover here and a lot to get into, but I just want to say this up front. He's a very loyal person to the president. The media is misrepresenting what I say about Trump. I love the good stuff he does and defends it. I also get horrified by things that I know he's getting bad advice on. Now, I wanted Pam Bondi gone. She's been stopping a lot of investigations. My information was Todd Blanche is the real one doing it from the prosecutors. Okay, I met with him in D.C. And maybe Blanche is the interim. Maybe Lee Zeldin is replacing him. But at the same time, I think it's important for those of us that we know are good, like Mike Lindell, to speak to the president. They try to bubble wrap him. I know Mike Lindell in the past has talked to him a lot. I don't know if he talks to him a lot now. But a lot of the insiders I know are concerned. In general, Mike, how do you feel about the way things are going? And a lot of concern by constituents out there about what's happening, a lot of demonization of constituents that have been concerned, a lot of never-Trumpers now being taken very close to Trump's breast. I know you're not an infighter. I'm not either. I'm just concerned. What is your view overall of the trajectory? And should we pray for the president, or would, you know, this Easter coming up Sunday, or what do you think? And I'm going to hand the baton to you.
Well, and Alex, and thanks for letting me finish the show today. I've got a lot to bring to people. I want to tell you people a little bit about what you're going to hear later on here. I just found out, Alex, that my own personal MyPillow for the last 3 years, banks all across the country have been denying being able to charge on people's debit cards to MyPillow. This is incredible. We just uncovered this yesterday.
Wait, stop. We got to stop right there. I have had so many listeners send us emails the last 10 years. It's gotten worse, saying, I'm not allowed to buy your products to me.
Yeah,
so this
yeah.
is wow. And it's covert and secret. Well, tell us how you confirmed it. This is huge.
Yeah, we confirmed that we've been attacked by fraud by bots that attack MyPillow's website all the time, and you have all these fraud alerts on there. We're actually the merchant servers actually was switching banks, and we kept, all of a sudden we had all these declines, and customers, you know, they call the call center and say, hey, I know my card's good, and it's getting declined. And
so you're going to cover that. That's huge. I'm going to be watching. What else you got coming up, and then respond to what I asked you about Trump.
Yeah, okay. And we've got, I'm going to go through everybody, the attack from going all the way back to lawfare in this country, all the way through Arctic Frost. I'm going to talk about Tina Peters today, what's happening out in Colorado. But let's talk about the president. Right now, I just came back from CPAC, everybody. When I went to CPAC, it got brought up to me at many news outlets, CNN, everybody going, Mike, it's dividing the party, the things the president's doing, and this stuff isn't getting done fast enough, and this happens here. And what I told him, I gave him some hope. I said, we've been hearing this stuff for years now, since 2016. Every time the president makes a move, and I will say this, Alex, he's got a gift. Ever since I met him, a gift of problem solution, and it's a God-given gift. He knows what it'll manifest to, or at least gets very close. And I've said it before, he's a great listener. He takes in information. I've never seen him like it. That's something people don't know about him. He takes in all this information. Now, some people you might not want him feeding him information, but he's taking it in from a lot of different people, and then he makes a decision. And people can look back. Decisions he made going, oh, this is, the world's going to come to an end. The world's going to come to an end. So the sky's falling. And then you look 4 months down the road, and it worked. It worked out beautifully. So I'm going, with that kind of track record, we've got to give a little patience here. I mean, if you look up patience, you don't see a picture of me, everybody. this is all on God's timing, and it's all on, God uses all things for good for those who believe.
No, I totally respect that. And he's done so much good compared to Democrats. I just get concerned a little bit. Like Todd Blanch I was told by really, good people, that he was blocking stuff. He killed the auto pit investigation. He's been, so my concern is I hope he's not the new AG.
Right. And we don't know that, and I'm just telling you, Alex, people like Todd and stuff, I've heard rumors like that too. I've also heard rumors about people that are good people that I know are good and some that I know are bad that I don't hear rumors about. So, I mean, you got all this mix out there, everybody. It's like a big giant train that keeps moving forward. And yet, believe me, our president hears these things. So would you and I, Alex, say, hey, this person's got to go today, or this isn't getting done fast enough. We're not in his position. We're not the president. We can sit from the side and look in and say, I would have done this or I would do this. And it's like people look at me in my business all the time at my pillow saying, you should have done this and you should have not have done this.
You're saying there's a lot of armchair quarterbacks.
There's a lot of armchair quarterbacks. And my saying to them is, you know what? You gotta trust. You gotta trust, for one thing, you gotta trust in God. We gotta trust God that he's using all these things to end up in a great place, which I believe we're gonna get to, everybody. And then you gotta trust our president does have a track record of problem solution and knows what it's gonna manifest to. I'll give you this one, Alex. Everyone goes, well, gas didn't come down as fast as it did in his first term. Well, the footprint's different now. You gotta look at the footprint. Things change. Well, he said this and now we're in a war here or this or whatever it is. Things change. I say things too, and all of a sudden my footprint in business will be different that day. We're in an anomaly in history where things are moving so fast. You can skip, if I skip a week in the news, it's like I'm lost. I'm completely lost.
Like your Rip Van Winkle woke up 100 years later. All right. I hear you, and I hope you're right.
A week right now, Alex, a week right now would be like in the past, maybe, you maybe miss an hour of news, but it's all different now. It's like now you miss a week, you might be missing a year of news because it changes.
I go to bed at like 11 at night, wake up at like 5 or 6, and it's a whole new world. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, /Alex for the best deals. I want to hear about this credit card attack is what they're doing to you, what everybody's done to us, and everything else is coming up. Mike Lindell, take over, and we love you.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Yeah. And everybody, I'm going to tell you guys, you can support MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com/Alex. We are doing huge special today. We've lowered our flagship Giza Dream Sheets to $69.98 for the queens and $79.98 for the king. If you all know, this is the best sheets in history. It's our president's favorite product, actually. And then you also can go, when you go to MyPillow.com/Alex, or call 800-675-4614. You guys, you get one of my employees there. you're going to get up to 80% off. We just moved factories. So if you scroll down there, there's the thing using that promo code Alex. There it is, a closeout and overstock sale. You guys, MyPillow, we had to move factories because the woke landlord, I think they bought the building on purpose. They bought the building and they went renew our lease. So we had to move in 2 months. So we put everything on here on this page here for you guys to get these, the products we have to close out, make room in our new factory. So if you go to mypillow.com/Alex, you guys, look at that. Made in America socks. You know, we have all these, health and wellness. We have, a Rev 7 energy drinks and bars and shots now. That's, no caffeine, no sugar. It's just amazing. It's made with there it is right there. Look at that. The world famous Giza Dream bed sheets, 10-year warranty. These sheets are the best sheets in history. I helped design them, everybody, years ago. They're made with long staple cotton, best cotton in the world. And there's nothing like them. And anybody out there that has them, you know this is the lowest price we've ever offered here. So $69.90 for the king. And we have every other size too. But I want to take you guys back. I want to get this document. I just told you when Alex was on there, MyPillow being the most attacked company in history. And I just found out yesterday, and I had known that a little bit of this quite a while ago, where customers, once we would get customers calling us and saying, and to our call center saying, well, my card's good. And it's declining. And then they would call their bank and their bank, it was being declined by their bank. And we could never figure it out. Then we did, it was just yesterday when we were doing some changes, everybody. And now we were able to uncover, which was part of Arctic Frost, which I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to bring you back the timeline. Banks all across the country, on their end, if you bought some with MyPillow, the bank would say, no, it's fraud, or we're gonna, and they're declining it, whether it's debit card or a credit card from that bank. So this is disgusting. It's cost us tens of millions, probably. The other thing I just found out, 10 minutes before the show here, Mike, I was talking to one of my managers, and she said, Mike, you know, back then because I said, I think this started back with when Arctic Frost started. By the way, if you don't know what Arctic Frost is, it was attacked by our own government on our citizens, including, Tina Peters, which I'll talk about that in a little bit. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, Charlie Kirk, 9 senators, and, all bunch of patriots that had the president's back or wanted to secure our elections, get rid of the voting machines. Anyway, I had employees back then trying to get loans at their banks, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, you work for MyPillow, and they denied the loan based on their employer was MyPillow, their employment was MyPillow. So this is disgusting, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to take you all back. We're going to go on a little time journey here. And like I've said this before, everybody, we have broke through the biggest cover up of the biggest crime in history, which was the 2020 election and all of the, with that all uncovered. Remember I said before, God uses all things for good for those who believe. We needed these last 5 years. So all the stuff that you've heard from Alex, myself, everybody out there that has been going, hey, this is, our governments did this, our governments did that, and they're not for the people. All this stuff needed to be revealed, especially in our elections and the uniparty out there that's, has blocked us from getting to secure elections, which another thing we'll talk about. I could give you an update on Tina Peters. So today, the governor of Colorado, Polis, terrible, terrible governor, put him up there with my governor in, Minnesota, Tim Walz. By the way, I am running for governor of Minnesota. If you guys, while we're on the show today, if you want to help that campaign, I'm going to talk a little bit about that at the end of the show, but I'm going to bring you right up to kind of a timeline where I got involved and then all the way up to running for governor, and you guys can help out there. We have a whole new way that we're going to go and take them down. I'm going to do town halls and rallies just like President did all across Minnesota starting next Wednesday, April 8th, and you guys can all support that. We will win Minnesota with your help, and they I want to thank you for that. Back to Tina Peters here. They said to her today, Let me see here. So her, remember, she was sentenced 9 years. That her 9-year sentence has been thrown out. However, they're going to keep Tina in prison while they set this new hearing. So they're setting up a hearing. The appeals panel determined that the trial judge, horrible judge, Judge Barrett, improperly based part of his sentence on a contempt conviction that was later vacated and a felony charge that was improperly presented to the jury. They didn't let any of the evidence come in about Dominion and the crooked Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold of Colorado. They didn't let all the evidence in, which Tina's she's a hero and, she's a political prisoner. But the same judge who sentenced her before, Judge Barrett, is expected to resentence her unless Tina's legal team can prove his bias. Like I said to these people, I was talking to them before, her team, I said, you know, they're going, oh, this is terrible. Hey, anything's better. You know, this judge will be under, the whole country's going to be watching this now. So, you know, we just pray for a quick hearing date that is timely and that thing gets righted, that she gets out. It's been wronged already. She's been in prison now for, I don't know, 14, 15 months. It's horrific, which goes back to Arctic Frost too. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take you back in time. And, you know, this is a battle of a spiritual battle of evil and good. This is biblical, you guys, the battle we're in, that we have been in for a long time. And I just think it's so prophetic. You all know when I spoke at the Rose Garden. So I want to play something. This was in 2000. This before I even, I guess I had already met Donald Trump in 2016, but I'm not sure what year this was from, but it was like, maybe like 2017 or 18. It was on My Cartoon President. It was on Showtime. This was a sitcom they did, only it was cartoon, and they played this. So we can go ahead and play this. I want to show you this, and then I'm going to show you the Rose Garden speech.
So many great CEOs wanted to speak on my behalf, but I decided to go with the one who showed up. My Pillow's Mike Lindell.
Hey, I'm Mike Lindell, and I make pillows. I support this president, and you should too.
Great, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, I got more. Like Trumpy here, I have the classic American success story. 2007, the coroner declares me dead, and just before they roll me into an unmarked hobo grave, I snap to, headbutt SOS against the roof of that pine box, and thank God the grave digger's headphones weren't working because he ripped me out of the ground.
Okay, any questions? Any questions? Not about crack.
Okay, everybody, so right there, if you guys seen that, remember, this was like in 2017 or 18. So you see, they bashed me there. Any questions, not about crack. You know, I had been very forthcoming that I was an ex-crack cocaine addict and I was helping people all around the country. I had spent millions of dollars in the city of Minneapolis when I came out of addiction January 16, 2009, helping your Salvation Armies, your teen challenges. A lot of these welfare programs, which once I'm governor of Minnesota, we're going to clean up the fraud, get rid of the fraud, and then we're going to look at the programs and use private sector money to subsidize that. That's another story. But what I want to tell you, that cartoon president, I watched that series and I was kind of the only non-politician in there, but they predicted, it was eerie how they predicted the future, kind of like you've heard what's the name of the show? But they predict the future. I had not been at the Rose Garden. I hadn't even been at the White House. So now let's play the Rose Garden speech that was actually, I think, 2 years or 3 years later. So go ahead and play the Rose Garden speech.
Thank you, Mr. President, for your call to action, which has empowered companies like MyPillow to help our nation win this invisible war. Now, I wrote something off the cuff, if I can read this. Okay. God gave us grace on November 8, 2016, to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope, where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Please come on up. I did not know he was going to do that, but he's a friend of mine, and I do appreciate it. Thank you, Mike, very much.
Now, right there, and I played those things back to back. You see how prophetic they were. It's almost like evil predicting this in the future. And they had just dipped in to attack me, you know, for my ex-crack cocaine thing. But then the president there, if you guys look what we've seen there, it was the same people in the audience. Jim Acosta, it was like, for me, it was like almost like a weird deja vu going, wow, how could they have known this 2 years prior, 3 years prior? But anyway, you see where the president said, if I hadn't turned him, those had to be approved remarks. And it's a miracle I was even up there. There was other CEOs that weren't there, just like in that original clip. And the president said, I did not know he was going to say that, but thank you, Mike. No, he did not know, because I wrote them on the back of the thing instead of these approved things. So, and then what we're going to come back and I'm going to tell you what that did. If I wouldn't have said, can you mind if I say something off the cuff? It exploded in the world. It just exploded. I did 109 interviews in 5 days. You don't talk about God, apparently, from the Rose Garden. So when we come back, we're going to go on a continuation of what happened after that over the next 4 years.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it, it's next level, and ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DallasTheStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAuctionStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAuctionStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get
one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
What's this?
Oh,
I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Everybody, well, you heard when we went to break there, when I spoke and prayed for grace at the, God's grace at the Oval Office, at the Rose Garden, that was March of 2020, right before we all went into lockdown. Okay. Now, when I'm going to say, you know, I did 109 interviews and they just attacked me and so on. Well, people have came up to me the last 5 years and said, Mike, this doesn't feel like grace. And I said, oh, but it is. When the best time in history to be alive, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring the timeline back of what they did to attack me personally and my company. But this has all been about, during this time of grace, what's God given us is he expanded our voice. We broke through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history, and our voice is huge now. Podcasts, all these different social media platforms. People are getting their information not from Fox News anymore or CNN of the world, where you have just a couple things back then where they were able to suppress our voices. But like you look at all of the, you look at Alex, you look at myself, you look at Tina Peters in prison for, 9 years. You look at Charlie Kirk, they killed him. All these things have one common thread. They wanted to silence us. And I'm going to take you back now on my journey, going back all the way to let's go to Georgia, this is the Georgia, it would be January 4th, I think, or 5th. I was down in Georgia for the Senate runoff. By then, you know, we already had 2 months of screaming. Everybody's going, there's fraud in the 2020 election. It was stolen. It was stolen. I was at the Supreme Court out in front of there. And that was December 14th. All these things that happened during those 2 months. And remember, all you had was Jack Dorsey's crooked Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, where they covered things up, contains false information, false information, false information. And everybody's going, this is this, look at this, look at this. Well, they silenced us. And I'm here to tell you, had they not done that, remember everybody, evil is greedy. That's one thing we have a big advantage. Evil is greedy. And they just kept covering up, and you know what? And then you get up to, January 4th, I believe it was January 4th. We're down in Georgia. I'm down there with the president. We're doing a big rally for the senator runoff. And then all of a sudden it hit me and I prayed. I said, God, please, please have them steal both of these senators. And everyone's, you know, and I'm sure you're all going, Mike, why would you do that? Well, here's why. If I was evil's marketer, I would have said, hey, they're on to us. They're onto our computers, our voting machines, and all the fraud we've been doing with these elections and all the corruption. And so let's just give them back a Republican so they shut up. We still have four other corrupt Republicans at least. And so they shut up about the election. We still have our way to steal elections. And and they won't raise the big flag. And if they'd have done that, everybody, if they'd have gave back a Republican, everyone, they would have said, Mike, you guys, don't worry about it. We still have the Senate. We'll get them back in 2022. You guys, nobody could campaign harder as our president did in 2020. I was there with them. So anyway, when they did steal, my prayers were answered. They stole both senators. And what did everybody do? Now what are we going to do? Now what are we going to do? Evil's got all three. The trifecta. What are we going to do? And they're going, maybe there was fraud in the election. Let's look back into it. But you know what? Ebel had a backup plan. And what was that? That was January 6th. Okay. January 6th happens. And I brought it up before, probably on this show, but I'm going to bring it up again. Two of the most important dates in history are January 7th and 8th. And by the way, on January 7th, when John Ratcliffe came out and said China was involved in our involved in the fraud of our 2020 election, but it got buried with the news on January 7th and 8th. What was the news then? It was January 6th. It just happened. On January 7th and 8th, 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed off Zuckerberg's Facebook, Jack Dorsey's crooked Twitter, Vimeo, YouTube, horrible YouTube, owned by Google and Alphabet, all of them, just silence, 1.2 million Americans. And they grouped us all, too. If you spoke out against the election, or if you spoke out against the vaccine, or if you spoke out for Jesus Christ, they just put us all in a basket, canceled us all in one swoop. Now, during those 2 days, and remember, Parler was the only fight or the only other alternative to Zuckerberg's Facebook and Jack Dorsey's X back then, and they wiped Parler off the face of the earth. Our president lost 100 million followers on Twitter. So overnight, that was the day, everybody, that we started winning. It was by January 9th. Because on January 7th and 8th is the day they tried to silence us forever, and it would have been over. Our voice was like when I was growing up, a little black and white TV. We used to say as kids, turn off the black and white TV and go down to a little tiny dot. That little dot was our voice, and as kids, we'd turn that TV back on, and it would come back to life. Well, that's where we're at now. Just took a few years for our voice to get back to where we have, where it's huge, bigger than it ever was in history. But I'm going to tell you what they did for me personally to try and to destroy just my voice. I'm going to do this example. So on January 9th, I got evidence that it was all, that 99% of the crime of the election was done with computers. And I got evidence on January 9th of 2021. Okay. But I had done my own investigations for 2 months and said this couldn't happen with just, it would take millions of people to do all this fraud. It had to be, of course it had to be done with computers. Biden didn't get 82 million votes. But anyway, at that point, I'm raising my hand, I'm going, hey, I have this. Now they start attacking me. And you all know the story then when I'm going to back up. About in early January, a guy very high up in the Secret Service, actually really high up, and he came out to visit me in Minnesota. I had become friends with a lot of them. And he came out to visit me and he said, Mike, and he said, they're going to come after you. Because you're speaking out and you won't shut up. He said, they're coming after you. At that point, he said, I was getting to be the number one target. And I did become number one in January, the number one target to take down and shut him up. Well, he said, they're not going to go after you going backwards, like smear you in the media very much, because you already said you were an ex-crack addict. You were already forthcoming. You wrote a book about it. And he said, going forward, they can't even, if they hit you there with the media, they're going, oh, that's just because he backs Donald Trump. He said, what they're going to do, they're going to come after you. And he told me different routes to take to work. They're going to pull up with a van, another one behind you, and you're just going to disappear. They're going to take you out, or, which is what they tried to do, they're going to go after your money. They're going to take out your company. And I'm going, okay. For me, I was thinking, once I had seen this evidence, I'm going, it doesn't matter. We don't have a country anyway. If they go after my company, There's no future anyway if these elections continue to be stolen. And what I had seen, I couldn't unsee what I've seen. Just like Tina Peters once she's seen it, she could never, close her eyes to it and say, and walk away from it, because it's over, everybody. If we don't secure elections, it's over. That's why Tina's in jail for 9 years. She told that judge, hey, in fact, the judge said to her when he sent you, you haven't learned a thing. You're still out there on your podcast screaming, saying disinformation about our elections. No, that wasn't disinformation, judge. It was the truth. I'm telling everybody, there's only one truth. There's no in between. And in the world we're in, I said back then, you're either a hero or a traitor. There's nothing in between. People that don't speak up, if you're not speaking up now more than ever, and trying to save our country, you're over here. If you can't sit back and be idle this time. Well, anyway, so when I had seen then on January 9th of 2021, and actually I got it from we'll say it now. It was from a guy that worked with the CIA. His name was Dennis Montgomery, and I validated all the work he had done with the CIA. And this thing was called Hammer Scorecard. You've even heard the president bring it up this summer when all this, remember, that's just one camera angle on the fraud. And when we talk about on the diamond heist, as the president likes to say. So you had, over the years, and I learned about the cast vote records. I learned about Dr. Frank's work that you just get that comes right out of the machines. And all of it pointed to the same thing. Everything was exactly the same. And I'll give an example. In that election, the most votes stole from Donald Trump in that election was California in the 2020 election, 1.5 million votes. Texas was second, 1 million votes. Florida was third, 960,000 votes. And it was going, well, Mike, why would they take from California or Texas? He won. And going, when you skim a casino, you got to take from everything, even the food, because it's all relevant. It's all related. And this is what I do in mathematics. You want to avoid those deviations. If you see a big deviation, like that time in Georgia I've all told you about where the Democrat got 0 votes in her own precinct that her and her husband lived in. And they had to look into that one. That's a pretty big deviation. But with that election, they just kept telling us, oh, this could happen. It's like a one in a billion or a one in a trillion, but it could happen. No, things like Pennsylvania having more votes than voters, impossible. Georgia, where 106,000 votes came down for Biden in the middle of the night and 3,000 for Donald Trump. They told us it was those darn mail-in votes, those inner city people, those Democrats. Well, the big lie in Georgia was everybody, the mail-in votes were counted on the morning of the 3rd, not in the middle of the night on the 4th. I know so much I could go down each thing and tell you now, just like I tried to tell everybody back then. But what they did, why couldn't I get the word out back then? I tried, but what they did and how important it was for them to silence me and everybody else because they were taking our country without firing a shot. This was it. It had all come down to this. I remember 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines. Well, here's what happened. I'm going to give you the timeline now. Now, this is my personal timeline. I got my evidence on January 9th. It was to save the country. This was it. I go, wow, this is great. I got to get it to the president because there had to be a document signed. Dennis Montgomery was under a gag order where he couldn't. It was like a Secret Protection Security Act where it had to be signed so that this information could be released to the country. And you all know the story. I got into the White House on January 15th. The New York Post, the Washington Post took the famous picture of me looking like a spy outside the building where it said martial law. Those weren't my papers, but it said martial law. So then everything just blew up. That probably saved everything right there. And actually by that was a divine thing that happened there. But I didn't know it had happened at the time. And as I was crossing over into Virginia, I felt I had been all defeated. This is January 15, 2021. And I get a call by my good friend Ben Carson. He goes, Did you get it signed? I said, no. And I was just, you don't know what it's like, everybody, to have the evidence that I felt was going to save the country right then and there. And, you know, this, not just the stolen election, but to get to, we get to get rid of computers, right? In our election. And anyway, Ben goes, I go, no, Ben is terrible. And he goes, well, Mike, he says, you know, God doesn't work on dates. January 6th, December 14th or November 6th or whatever. He said, maybe things have to happen on God's timing before the truth can be revealed. Maybe something has to unfold. And those words were so comforting to me. And then my faith in God to be able to endure what the next 4.5, 5 years now entail. I keep thinking it's over 5 years now that since that call by Ben on that fateful day of January 15th of 2021. Now here's what happened. So then, as you all know, they came after my company. Box stores around the country canceled. Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Costco is supposed to be for entrepreneurs. And shopping channels, QVC, HSN, they all canceled MyPillow. And by the way, we're their number one selling product in history in every one of them stores of a $60 product. Every single one of them. They're not canceling because they weren't selling good. We sold over 85 million MyPillows because they work. And, by the way, don't forget to use that right there on the screen, mypillow.com/Alex. You guys get the best specials ever. We had to move factories because they kicked us out of our building. I believe they bought that on purpose and went renew our lease. But anyway, so let's keep going. So on February 4th, of 2021, there it is, you guys, $69.99 for the Queen Giza Dream Sheets, $79.99 for the King Size, and we have all sizes and all the colors just came in yesterday, the biggest, the lowest price in the history of Giza Dream Sheets here, and the ones that made us famous, 800-675-4614. Use that promo code Alex, you guys, and if you go into mypillow.com/Alex, we put everything from our factory we just moved over there up to 80% off, you guys. So we don't have a lot of room in this, in the factory. We're discontinuing those items. A lot of them that were made for the box stores that I just told you about, they canceled us. So all these box stores cancel us, but I still kept shouting. In fact, I would spread the box stores out every two, three days or every day announce two more that cancel us. Because I wanted to keep them, because as the media would call me up, Mike, you just lost two more box stores. How do you feel? Did you hear about the machines? Did you hear about the stolen election? Did you hear about this? That's the only way I could get the word out. Why is that the only way? Because here's what happened. On February 4th of 2021, Smartmatic sued Fox News. And that started lawfare in our country that had not been done since the 1700s, everybody, at this magnitude. Smartmatic sued Fox. This wasn't Dominion. They sued them too, and they sued everybody too. But Smartmatic on February 4th. What was the next day, everybody? Why did they do that on February 4th? Because they knew on February 5th I was coming out with a movie called Absolute Proof. That was 3 days, 4 days before the impeachment trials. I wanted the whole world. I thought, you know what? I got to get it out in a movie. And 280, that was a miracle in itself. 280 million people watched that 2-hour movie in its entirety in 3 days around the world. People were looking for hope. And they were looking for, hey, there is hope. Because they knew this election was stolen. Here was the evidence. Now, so as they continued to cancel me, now Dominion sued me. Then Dominion sued me, and I kept saying, sue me, Dominion, because the media got smart. The media got smart, and they wouldn't talk to me. They wouldn't even attack me. So I'm going, after that movie came out, I'm going, I got to get back in the news here. You know, I got to get back so I can sound the alarm. So I told Dominion, sue me, Dominion, sue you, suing everybody else. Well, they did. And when they sued me, they did another thing, though. They sued my employee-owned company, MyPillow. That had nothing to do with anything I've ever said. It was disgusting. So they sue me. Then Smartmatic sues MyPillow. My other lawsuits with the machine companies. And then We just kept on going, and you, the public, all of you got behind, you know, buying, supporting MyPillow, even though we had lost all our box stores and shopping channels. And, we just kept fighting. I mean, I was using it just to get the word out as we're hemorrhaging money. And in the first month, I think it cost MyPillow $100 million in sales, for retail. We lost all of our retail, which was about half our business with our two buildings. Now I want to tell you, I'm going to bring you up, if that wasn't enough. Now I'm going to tell you what we found out this summer. It was things started happening to MyPillow in January of 2022. And things kept happening every month. They're going, how does this keep happening to the same company? We found out this summer that it was called Operation Arctic Frost. It was our own government, the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS. I mean, they all attacked MyPillow. I believe we were first on the list, everybody. And then, of course, there's nine senators. You might have all heard about it. I think Turning Point was on there. Charlie Kirk was on there. Many patriots were on there. Tina Peters was on there, who's sitting in prison right now. There was little wings of Arctic Frost, who they're going to silence. But Arctic Frost was all about one thing. Silence these people that won't shut up. Every one of those nine senators from Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, all of them, they wouldn't, Ted Cruz, none of these guys would stop talking about securing our elections and having Donald Trump's back and all these different things. Well, anyway, what they did to MyPillow, and now for the sake of time, I'm gonna kind of go through the timeline here. And you guys can check this out on the internet. On January 5th of 2022, MyPillow CEO, when I was subpoenaed by the House Committee for my phone records, which I told him, no, you're not getting my records. But I did want to go to the January 6th committee, even though I wasn't there. They wouldn't let me go. I told these FBI guys, I said, I want to go to that committee, but Pelosi wouldn't let me go. She didn't want me talking. In February of 2022, we were debanked. If you guys look this up, MyPillow getting debanked by Minnesota Bank and Trust and Heartland Financial. Yeah, I named them. Horrible, horrible, horrible what they did to us. Debanked us. And, then you keep moving up. Verizon bars all of MyPillow's marketing via text messaging. So Verizon would not let us text market, which hurt MyPillow huge. And it also, by then I had built Lindell TV too, everybody. Lindell, by the way, that's publicly traded. MLMC, you guys, is publicly traded. Be a part of LindellTV.com. So I'm going to quick read these. The attacks keep coming. Agents from Denver and Lindell cell phone. It took, in September of 2022, I was surrounded at a Hardee's, you know, where they all took my phone. And you guys can check all this out online. It was a number one story all the time. And that was part of the Tina Peters wing where there were people from Colorado there. Before that, FBI had took, people in Colorado, bashed down their doors and pulled their daughters and let them sit in the front yard and stuff. And while people were eating breakfast, nobody got charged. It was attacked by our own government. And as we keep going on, our merchant server, $5 million. They called us up and said they're gonna have a $5 million hold. We had American Express completely cut us. American Express cut us off. Never been late in our lives. It's just one thing after another. And you're going, how can this keep happening to the same company? Vendors, everybody. Vendors were contacted. People I buy stuff from, like the sheet company, and they were contacted by our government saying, if you do business with MyPillow, we're going to debank you. We're going to have you debanked. This stuff just kept going on. Debanking, and then, you know, you had your PayPals involved. They cut us off. They go, we're going to put a hold on your account and all these things. All these big companies, it was like orchestrated to take out MyPillow, my employee-owned company. But what it was really done was to silence me, to silence me. And this has been attacks like on Alex Jones. This could happen to all of you, and it did. It did. It really did on January 7th and 8th of 2021. So I'm here to tell you, here's the hope. Our voice is so big now, they can't stop us because they didn't stop us. They didn't stop our voice. We have all these podcasts and platforms now to get the word out. And I'll tell you, they thought they had me silenced and they thought MyPillow was under. When I announced I was running for governor, I was interviewed by CBS and they go, isn't MyPillow bankrupt? I go, who told you that? I said, we made it through. I guided it through a storm that no company could ever take. By the grace of God and all your support out there, you guys, and then being able to get through that, which any businessman, a good CEO, to guide that through. And that's what I told her. This will be an asset when I run for governor. Then she said, well, Mike, you lost the $5 million challenge. Your evidence is, you know, it's no good. And I said, no. I said, Esme, you're a terrible journalist. It was overturned in Minnesota at the Eighth Circuit. They said Mike was right, and I don't have to pay the $5 million because there's only one truth. So I'm here to give you all hope, everybody. Our voice is the biggest it's ever been, ever. And so right now, all the things coming out, everyone's worried about the midterm. We have to be worried about that. You have to get the word out and spread the word when you hear good things. When you hear bad things, spread that word too. In Minnesota, me running for governor, the fraud is the biggest blessing to Minnesota we've ever had. We've been blue for so long. I know I have a pathway to win, to be the governor there. And by the way, you guys, please help support me there. MikeLindellGov.com. I just need, we need the resource to do the marketing plan I'm going to do. And, I just want to, we're running out of time, but I want to bring you all hope. And, Minnesota's at the tip of the spear. I will do everything I can to win. And this is going to, like I say, having a direct contact with our great president to be able to secure the American dream, which I have lived on steroids. But I want you all to keep the faith and stay tuned, you guys, for the War Room, coming up next.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at galaxystore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAuctionStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAuctionStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.